All right, Dan, talk about something for a second. Kenzie's not here. I'm trying to get the video stream up. I don't, like, really mess with that.
You mean it's not your favorite thing in the world?
I always said I wouldn't let the video stream take precedent over the radio show.
Right.
Just trying to turn it on. Alfie, what do we use? Ustream?
Ustream at the very top, yeah.
Okay.
Is Kenzie sick again?
She's not here on Tuesdays.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking Wednesday.
Try it again. Maybe Ustream's down. I don't really care.
It might just be the network, because since about 2:55, I've been willing to throw any computer I've seen out the window.
Why?
I don't know if the network just went down, had a hiccup or something. I don't know if someone's downloading fappening celeb leak photo crap. But it's one of those where you just want to print something.
Get me on printing.
Oh, man. I just want to click print. That's it. Just print, please. And no, it will not let you leave whatever you look like. I'm on the internet. It won't let me go to Word.
Let me do this window. And then when you get there and you try to press the print button, you're just like, just do that little thing and show me that you're doing it.
No.
I'll let you do it. No.
That doesn't sound like the network. Sounds like every computer's just Don Davis.
maybe that's it.
I got double D'd.
And then when you think, hey, something's happening. And then I get the white screen and the hourglass where the cursor should be. And then it comes back, and then it somehow minimized itself into a smaller window. And then you think, you know what? Maybe this program just needs a minute. So I'm gonna leave it alone a second. I'm going to click back over to Outlook. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
Not responding.
No. Sorry, your connection.
Seems like we've had more problems with the computers since they upgraded them all to Windows 7 from XP.
It's because they're using the same computers that they had since, I think, Windows Me was out.
You're probably right. The last time I had one of the engineers check out my computer, somehow he changed the look of it to something that looked like Windows ME. And it actually seemed to work better. So I was like, hey, let's go with that.
I don't even know what ME is.
That was, what, the 2000 version?
Exactly.
Yeah. You had Windows 98 followed by Windows ME.
Well, that must have sucked so bad because nobody even refers to it. They'll at least go back and go, Windows. I'm a hick. Windows. What you got in the house, Windows?
Let your hick through.
I can only cover up so much of it.
I understand.
I mean, my dad talked like this. It's all I grew up around. You know how long it takes to shake some of that?
A good while.
Anyway, Windows. What was it, Alfie? Was it Vista?
Vista is the second to last one.
I mean, didn't that suck?
Vista was really good.
Well, why did they go from Vista to 7?
Actually, no, you're right. Sorry. I'm screwed up. ME was crap. XP was good.
All right,
hang
on.
Sucks.
I'm starting again.
Yeah.
It was. All right. Windows 7.
Windows 7's good.
And what was before that?
Windows Vista.
Which was bad.
That was crap.
All right.
And before Vista?
XP. Which was good.
Phenomenal. Everybody loved it. Everyone here loved it so much, we all still use it. With the exception of the studio computers, which are on 7. I think most of the office computers are still on the XP. But they are in the process of upgrading them. So it's kind of like...
Why? I know you get no further updates from Windows.
That's it.
Really,
that's the reason.
What would the updates be? Just viruses?
Yes, because Microsoft is no longer giving you security updates if you have XP and are running XP. So that puts the entire network at risk.
So all it would really take, since all of Clear Channel's iHeartMedia, all their computers nationwide are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So So all it takes is one idiot to get something on his computer, then it's going to feed through like the, sorry, like the Borg.
Uh-huh. And odds
are... The Clear Channel hates that term. We hate being called a Borg. Don't be one. Uh-huh. Every time you see something you want, you buy it. Yeah, it's a nice billboard. Buy that one.
Yeah.
How many they got? All right, we'll take all 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a nice company. Buy it and throw it in the neighbor's backyard.
Are you saying we're the pick and pull of broadcasting?
We're just...
It's a... what's a Borg term? Assimilation?
Yeah.
Or resistance. It's futile.
It is. It really, really is.
It said that for over a year now on my outgoing signature, on my company email address.
Oh, yeah. Did you update all that, by the way?
I don't know how. I thought I did.
Oh, my God. I want to hug you right now. I had the same problem last week.
I went through the thing, and I clicked on it. I went, all right, I've changed the signature before. They want us to change it from Clear Channel Media to iHeart Media.
Right.
With the same rhetoric that follows. The largest... Damn it, just call it the Borg and be done with it.
It really is easier.
It's a lot easier. Just call it a media Borg. I think I may check, see if that domain's available. I looked. I finally gave up. But nobody's noticed that I added the resistance is futile at the end of the signature.
No one seems to either noticed or no one seems to be bothered.
How many people really look at signatures unless you need to keep that person's contact information? And the, you know, the... crap they made us put at the very end of each email. Doesn't say anything about this transmission is confidential. It's just a brag.
Right.
Hey, spread the word. Really? You haven't absorbed enough people?
Mm-mm. 245 million people things.
Yeah, I don't even know what the 240 million thing is. I don't know if it's people. Accumulated... spacecraft. I don't know. I never really paid attention to it.
Yeah, because the company, you know, it encompasses views, clicks, listens. I can't keep up with it all.
Did you drive by and look at our building? That's another click.
That's right. It counts. Everyone update your signatures. But yeah, with the company name change, they wanted us to update those signatures. And I, like you, Russ, I said, I got this. I know how to do this. I've done it before. So I find resources to do it in Outlook, and then I can't do it. So I ask Alfie for help because they have the new logo that they want in the signatures.
I don't put logos in there.
I couldn't. Even Alfie couldn't figure it out.
That does nothing but slow it down. Okay. I don't know if video stream's up or not. Nobody pays for it, so suck me. See, video stream, Dan, nothing. Alfie, what do you have to do to change the signature?
You have to go into Outlook, and you have to do this for every individual computer that you use Outlook on. I think it's under Options, under Tools, and you go in and you just add the new domains that we've got, iHeartMedia.com, that kind of thing, and then put the stupid little logo on.
Oh, that's too much. I went through all that. I went through Tools, whatever I thought might be applicable to what I was trying to do. I went, screw it. I'm gonna stay Clear Channel. What are you gonna do?
They'll admonish you. They want your communication to have the right company name.
I'll just stop using the email address. Most of it's corporate crap anyway. Hey, congratulations, blah blah blah, is now VP of Voltaire. I don't know, some empire.
We really do buy everything. And then everyone clicks reply all.
Oh, Jesus. He's a great guy and I'm a fan. But Long Jim White cannot just hit reply. It's got to be reply all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He tells his little story about it, why he can't do something.
Yeah. And it's always crappy. They're always normally short.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody interested in this? Da-da-da, new client. Have you ever used this service? Let me know by close of business today. Jim will normally reply, I never was, and I'm not now.
Okay.
I don't even know why they asked Jim.
It's one of those they send out as like a batch thing to programming in general. He's included.
Okay. Oh. You know how we were talking about Vespas yesterday?
Yes.
And just, I didn't want to be seen on one. Then all the idiots started calling up Alfie with the, hey, you know why Vespa's like a fat chick?
Why?
And then I got the text from Judge Coors.
Yes. Saying the same thing.
Having no idea Alfie was getting all the calls. But he still knows better. That he just texted, why is a Vespa like a fat chick? And obviously he heard us admonishing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't, let's see, he sent the first one. Looks like it was around 6:23 yesterday.
Okay.
And then didn't reply until 8:00.
Okay.
I didn't even have to read his entire response. I knew exactly how it was going to end. Says, okay. All right. Punchline's not so funny now.
Okay.
He says, but, this is all in quotes, so I know it's a quote from something. But, the raven sitting lonely on the placid bust. I knew what the rest of it was going to be. I didn't even have to read all of it. Do you know?
No.
Alfie?
Uh-uh.
Chloe? Really?
I think.
All right, I'll read all of it then. As soon as I saw that, I knew what the last word was going to be. But the raven, sitting lonely on the placid bust, spoke only one word, as if his soul in that one word did he outpour. Nothing farther than he uttered not a feather, then he fluttered. I'm just going to jump to the end. Then the bird said, nevermore. And that's what I said, too. Thanks, Judge Coors.
Just quoting Shakespeare? What is that?
That's Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
Yes, Kenzie, that's Shakespeare.
Okay.
Did you guys never read The Raven?
No, I did. No. Chloe clearly has not.
No.
But the whole...
When you said the raven and that's on the bust, I thought, okay, that sounds like that, but I don't know if that means the last word is going to be, is it nevermore? Or because I didn't want to assume.
Well, I knew where he was going with it. That's right. All I had to say. Maybe I know him that well.
I think that's probably it.
But the raven sitting lonely on the placid bust. Oh, and all right. He means he won't do it ever again. But he sends, you can see on the text, he sends me the whole freaking page.
Yeah. I mean, on one hand, I give him credit for, you know, directly quoting Edgar Allan Poe, but really, you could have just said, nevermore.
Oh, he could have said, well...
My bad.
You want to be more cryptic and just say, from this point forward, I'll be the raven sitting lonely on the placid bust. I would have gotten that.
Yes, that would have been perfect. Then you could have filled in that whole gap yourself.
Well, those are the kind of jokes I like. You don't have to tell me everything. If you tell me everything, you've already bored me. Plus, you didn't have a good punchline because we know what the punchline is. Here's the other thing. I thought about this yesterday.
Oh, no.
If you threw out the line to 1,000 people, and let's say you're testing jokes.
Okay.
Threw out the line, why is a Vespa like a fat chick? You know, all 1,000 people know the punchline. Well, if they already know it, it's not funny. And if you came up with it before I did, it's not funny.
But how did they know that they didn't beat you to it? That's the dilemma.
You don't hear those standard stupid phrases of people eating, tasting. We don't say because it's stupid. If you didn't come up with it on your own, don't say it. And certainly don't call me with it.
I think a lot of times people get used to other radio shows stooping that low, though.
I don't know. I suppose. I was watching a clip last night, Jerry Lewis, recently, I guess it was in the past week or so, was on The Tonight Show. Looked pretty good.
Good for him.
He said, he's talking about, he was in New York, he was being honored by the Friars Club, and he said, you know, I took the subway, I haven't ridden that in, you know, like 50 years, because I see this guy on the subway, and he's, you know, wearing all this leather stuff, leather boots, and everything's pierced, and he's got this mohawk, and they're, you know, it's like red in front, and then yellow, green, blue, whatever. And Kimmel's laughing, Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
I went, he is not. And he goes on. I went, yeah, he is. The kid looks at Jerry Lewis, supposedly. You already know the punchline, don't you?
I don't know. I'm waiting to see.
Kid goes, what, you never see anything out of the ordinary, old man? He goes, well, I'm not really sure. The parakeet back in the 60s, I thought maybe you're my kid. And they laughed like they had never heard it. And when Kimmel laughs, it's Fallon. Far beyond. Yeah, thank you. I don't know why I do that. Fallon, I can. No, I can't do that. Kimmel, I can tolerate. His interviews,
mm-hmm.
Fallon, I can't watch any of it. Their skits, their produced bits, those are fine.
Yeah.
They're great. It's something that Tonight Show's never had, and I think it's going to be the new wave. But his interview skills, mm-mm. And when he laughs, he's far beyond any Sammy Davis Jr. laugh.
Yeah, and he doesn't he do the slapping of the
table?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like a white Sammy Davis Jr. when Sammy would laugh at Dean or Frank Sinatra.
But usually he had at least a decent reason to slap his knee.
Sometimes.
Other times it was he just doing it just to...
just like that. What?
Unless the way
and if he was standing, it was. Get the camera off me, Alfie.
I think that's why the camera's there.
That's all right. The video stream went down again.
Oh,
Mitzi. See,
more people need to see your Sammy. It's actually quite good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You're a cool cat. No, never mind.
It is sad, though. It's just like, oh, the parakeet. Oh, God. That makes me nauseous.
Okay. So, yeah, whoever brought it up, maybe, I guess it was Alfie, said some shows just feed that mentality of, hey, I'm going to tell them this, because I saw this on the back of F-150 last week. this one's going to kill. My favorite bumper sticker. All right, we'll be right.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:37. Our first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the SEC Network. Starting off in Dallas at the I-35 just before 6:35. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. That has traffic completely stopped all the way back from 121. It's well over an hour and a half delay through that. Just try and avoid it. And also in Dallas at the I-35 right at Highline. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. That one has you backed up back from Market Center. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Super Cuts. Tonight, mostly clear skies, 60 degrees for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 87 for the high. It's 82 right now at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Well, you knew two things were going to happen after yesterday's show. People were going to try two things. Trying to take a shit while squatting.
Yep.
And the other one was they were going to watch their dogs or cat. I get Thought he just said dogs. And see if the dogs line themselves up with the poles when they pooped or pissed.
Mm-hmm. Yep, north-south axis.
Russ, it works. It works.
Oh, God.
I went to take my morning and thought about the whole squatting, raising your feet thing. The cat just happened to be in the bathroom, so I propped my feet up on him to create the better squat position.
Damn.
What?
Just mean?
And it worked. My came out quick. It felt better, and I got to enjoy just enough time. It's one of the few times I can get away from the family, so this works out. Thank you. The other one. I think the dog story is crap that you guys talked about. I've got five dogs. I watched them all last night for 2 hours.
Wow.
I never paid attention to them before. They went outside. But I did learn something about two of the dogs. Two of them walk and zigzag while they crap. It's like they're going through an imaginary obstacle course. So I'm not sure, but I think that study was a waste of money.
He's good.
And I didn't even have to go home and watch them. I just thought about it. There's one area the beagle likes to piss. And it's in the hallway in front of one of the smaller bedrooms where I get ready every morning.
Right.
And that hallway runs east-west.
Gotcha.
And I know she doesn't turn sideways to piss in that hall. And when she goes outside, a lot of times instead of waiting to get to the grass, she just goes ahead and craps on the deck. And that's always east-west. Or sometimes she'll point southeast.
As soon as I saw the story yesterday, I was automatically thinking, okay, I know where north is in relation to where my dogs go. I don't think they've ever lined up north-south. And if they did, it was purely by accident.
Yeah, and this is something you would notice at a dog park, just watching.
Yeah, it would look like some sort of synchronized pooping if they're all pointed the same direction.
Well, most dogs don't crap at the same time, so you don't really sit there. You're distracted by other things. You're not watching for some type of Olympic synchronized shitting. It does seem weird that the beagle likes to point more southeast at my house. I wonder if that's because it's the direction of Cedar Hill. That could be some weird magnetic signals coming from that, since all the radio, TV towers are at Cedar Hill.
Right.
And the only reason I know exactly where it is, direction of my house, is I had to crawl up in the attic and twist the great big Radio Shack Archer huge antenna that the previous owners had mounted in there, and they had it pointed like towards Fort Worth. Like, do you guys even have a clue? Did anybody even check the signal when you put the antenna up? You just thought it was big enough; it was going to pick up anything.
Yeah, they just think, oh, you just put it up there. It just picks it all up. It's like a big net. It just collects all the signals.
It's a directional antenna. So I had to get up there, and they've got it mounted at the very pitch of the roof in the attic. Mm-mm. So it was hard to get to it.
Yeah,
and I couldn't get it exactly southeast, so I covered the rest of the wall with aluminum foil.
You're a regular engineer.
I get all the TV stations.
Hey, if it works.
Because when everything went digital, there was always, you had to make a choice. Do I want 11 or 8?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that always would seem to go if your antenna was 4 or 5, always seemed to be pretty stable. 8 and 11, you had to make a choice. Channel 13 always got, like, I gave, really.
It comes in crystal clear. All the shows that you have zero interest in.
Oh, boy, PBS. Thank God I got this. I'll just watch them tonight, see if it's begging for money night again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, between telethons and Downton Abbey, it's really a miracle you make it to work at all.
Oh. It's my cross to bear.
Better you than me.
All right. Got any audio? You want to start news? I looked in your folder. It looks kind of barren.
It's a little empty today, but there's still some good stuff in there. Let's start with this. Cut number 3. Tucker Carlson, he's the bow tie wearing conservative pundit guy. He also makes appearances regularly on Fox and Fox and Friends. And they were talking about...
Is that supposed to help me know who he is? Would most people know?
I think so.
Well, then that's all that matters.
Anyway, he and the other hosts on Fox and Friends got into a discussion about what society has done to comic book characters and iconic cartoons.
Oh, this is Fox and Friends.
Yes.
All right. Now, what's the other stupid one in the morning?
Oh, man, you have to...
Morning Joe?
Oh, yeah, on MSNBC? Yes.
Is that the one with the Deucey?
No, the Deucey is on Fox and Friends.
Okay, well, then I've probably seen this guy. Sort of Costanza-ish looking?
No.
Okay. Bow tie.
He's the bow tie conservative, yeah.
Dark hair?
Yeah, dark, kind of brown. I think it's still kind of mop-ish type hair. He was on CNN's Crossfire a few years back.
Mouth, teeth, lips, nose?
He has some.
I know who it is.
According to some leaked photos, the new Sony Pictures version of...
What's that in the background?
They've got Popeye going in the background.
I was
going
to say that, but I didn't want to look stupid right off today.
No, see, you would have nailed it. Trust your gut.
According to...
Do I want to know why they're playing Popeye?
They'll basically tell you. They're basically talking about them sanitizing Popeye and other cartoon characters.
Some leaked photos, the new Sony Pictures version of Popeye will look like this.
That wasn't where I thought it was going to go. Due to some new leaked photos,
yeah,
we now have images of Popeye and Olive Oil naked, pulling a train with Bluto,
mm-hmm.
and that weird animal that just pops up in the air from time to time.
What was that?
I don't know.
Jeep.
Yeah.
Jeep.
I don't know what it was for. Looked like some type of small tiger.
Like a little stuffed animal thing with a big nose.
According to some leaked photos, the new Sony Pictures version of Popeye will look like this without the iconic anchor tattoo and the smoking pipe. Are they wussifying Popeye?
Well, of course there was. Nothing is scarier to a modern liberal than tobacco.
What is it, Dan?
That guy is the Tucker Carlson. That nothing scarier to a liberal
than a... I don't believe smoke ever came out of Popeye's pipe. And all you have to do just one time, so you don't really ruin it for the adults, have some bubbles come out of it. That way everybody's cool.
Yeah.
And why is the tattoo... let me listen to the whole thing. Sorry.
And the smoking pipe. Are they wussifying Popeye?
Well, of course there was. Nothing is scarier to a modern liberal than tobacco. If Popeye were driving around giving the morning after pill to fourth graders, that would be totally fine. But smoking a pipe, a symbol of freedom and masculinity and America itself, the reason this country exists, tobacco, that's like, oh, that's outrageous.
They have a salient point, because there are cartoons that you don't even see anymore. I think Speedy Gonzales, I don't think anybody carries that because that's too offensive.
Mm-hmm.
They've cleaned up Tom and Jerry in recent runs of it.
Why?
Because the woman who used to hit them if they were fighting or something like that,
mm-hmm.
she was a...
Animal abuser?
No.
She was a what?
She was a mammy stereotype.
Oh, was she black?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a mammy. Just because you're black, have a frying pan. Trust me, if that's the definition, my mom is a mammy. Because I've been hit with one many times. And not the cheap Teflon stuff.
Real quick, full disclosure, I actually thought that woman's name on Tom and Jerry was Mammy.
Might have been. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, the two of them didn't talk, did they? I mean, the most you got out on
extremely,
was...
yeah. I mean, like extremely rare.
So how would you know her name was Mammy?
I don't know. I just grew up kind of thinking it. I don't know.
And you know, this as far as Fox and Friends, I guess it's a decent topic. At least they weren't full blown. They didn't go full retard.
It seemed close.
I don't even think I would have noticed the tattoo missing. I saw a clip, the new 3D animation of Popeye over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a minute and a half. They said it's got, the creator was talking about it. He said it's got nothing to do with the storyline. We just wanted to see what this looked like in action. So we just created a small scene.
It's just test footage.
Right. That's exactly what it says on there. Popeye test number one.
Right.
Is there a story to go along with this? I'm curious what other cartoons that have been sanitized.
You know, honestly, there wasn't. I found the audio, and I hadn't heard of this test footage until I heard this audio. The closest I got was one portion of someone's an op-ed piece that they said, it's no secret that I'm a huge fan of this guy, classic comic strips, animated cartoons, and the character of Popeye. When I first saw the take on Popeye, now in development at Sony Pictures Animation, my own eyes popped. Finally, a present-day cartoon character with a passion and point of view to bring this character to modern audience. The clip is only a test.
Basically, sounds like the animator.
Yeah, this person's just really excited about it.
It sounds like the interview I watched from the animator.
Oh, well.
But go ahead.
But I don't see, let us not forget, Popeye was America's first superhero before superheroes were invented, the biggest comic strip character during the Depression.
Did you watch the clip?
I have not seen the clip. I've seen just like the static, like the pause of it.
Screen cap.
Yeah, screen cap.
I also noticed there was something else missing. Popeye's getting his ass kicked by everybody. And not once did he go for a can of spinach. So I don't know if that's going to be omitted. I don't know. I don't know if the beef board got a hold of me and said, hey.
Fallacy. You need protein. You figure to knock out Bluto. You're going to get you some steak.
And that was the only reason I ate spinach as a kid.
It really was genius, especially when they had was it an actual brand Popeye spinach?
Yeah, they put one out. That wasn't what he ate. It just said spinach.
No, I remember that. But
there was a brand of Popeye spinach that was out.
And that was the only reason I was ever even tempted to eat spinach as a kid. That and monetary bribes from my father. Then I'd try it, just go like, ugh, it's terrible, and think Popeye is crazy.
It's kind of an interesting drawing of Popeye just pulled up. He's walking sideways, giving a thumbs up, looking at the camera. It looks like he's going, I just f***ed olive oil.
No.
Look at it. Let me see. He just effed somebody.
Yeah, that right there, not a walk of shame, a walk of fame.
I just stuck this up her ass. Here's another picture.
Yeah.
I should meme some of these.
You really should. Look at that. We just made Popeye dirty. Really? She took it all the way up to the elbow right here.
Okay. I don't have anything on this. If there was a story that went along with sanitation of cartoons, possibly, but since I don't watch cartoons anymore. And SpongeBob, does anybody ever get punched, hit, slapped, knocked around?
Yeah, him and the squirrel fight a lot.
I know in Family Guy, there is no concern.
But that's not a kid's cartoon.
It's a cartoon, and some of a lot of the people in the parents, or teachers, whatever it is.
Parents Television Council.
They don't like it. Children are going to see that, and they're going to think it's for them. All right. Well, first of all, it's at night.
Right.
And I think it's a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
That normally is considered family night. Where are the parents? Why are these kids watching this on their own? I think it's even got, what would it be, TV 14?
At least 14.
And you watch some of the episodes on Netflix, they post the unbleeped versions.
The first time.
And there are no warnings.
Yeah, the first time I got one of those, I damn near fell off the elliptical. Because I was not expecting that.
There's a scene where Peter trips. Almost the entire episode is him falling down his own stairs. And it's always, not like that.
Mm-hmm.
The unbleeped version, you get it all.
It is jarring.
And it's very lucid when he does it.
No, as far as an actual story that's going along with this, no, it's basically just everything I'm finding is just, hey, watch the test footage here. But this was just a time where Fox News could point something out and say, hey, look, they're taking even the things we loved as children and they're making them PC.
Well, it's an interesting take. And for once, it's something that I could have expounded on if I knew any more about it.
The biggest thing that I've seen cartoons being sanitized with are the racial stereotypes. Another one that I remember specifically is Dragon Ball Z. It's like a Japanese one. In the original run, there was a character named Mr. Popo who was basically looked like he was in blackface. And in the new version, they changed him to be blue.
See, I think that's why they made the Smurfs blue. I'll bet you, I've never watched any of the cartoons. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you there are a lot of racial undertones.
It's been so long since I've seen...
I'm just saying, you'd have to go back and watch it. My money is there's something in there. Whether they fix their own stuff, you know, if their car broke down and they didn't fix it just right.
Russell.
I got cash. Somebody calls it Smurf rigging.
No.
Back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas at the 935. Just before 635, got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stage. Traffic is still jacked up back into Louisville, back from 121. Also in Louisville, northbound I-35, right at Garden Ridge. The right shoulder there is blocked. Police pulled somebody over, and all the morons driving by are staring at it. They have you backed up back from FM 407. Let's move into Haltom City. Eastbound Loop 820 right at Haltom Road. Got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from 35W. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W between Morningside Drive and Allen Avenue. Watch out for some pipe blocking the two center lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Berry Street. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot to win a pair of tickets to Freaker's Ball and a pair of tickets to the Cutting Edge Haunted House. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. Clear skies tonight, 60 for the low, then tomorrow sunny and a high of 87. Right now it's 83 and 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Alfie, pull up your camera.
There you go.
I like that.
What'd you do?
Just added a little color to his room.
Oh.
Thought it looked too flat. See it?
No. Like more color?
Or is it just something different? Just accent lighting.
Oh, okay.
Take pride in my video broadcast.
I know you do. I'm happy.
And it's the radio broadcast I'm ashamed of.
No. It actually really does, though. In the I'm trying to think of the other shows that, what is that show, Dish Nation, that's on? What's
theirs
radio
is highly
shows?
Produced. Theirs looks good.
And that's what I was going to say is ours, I think, looks pretty close to that, especially considering our elements of what we got to work with.
Yeah, that we do it all.
Right.
Theirs looks kind of... Regardless of who it is, I guess it's...
It's around the country, I think.
KISS-like formats. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's all the same company. I don't think it's all Clear Channel, iHeart. Looks like it's kind of diffused. Not as bad as like an old Doris Day movie, where you look at Rock Hudson, and he was crisp and sharp. You look at her, and it's like, am I in a dentist office looking through the glass? It was always heavily noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alfie, Chloe, and I watched last week, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. We watched. When does it come on?
Like nightly at like 11:30, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know why I was still up here, so we sat and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
The segments with a kids show, they were fine. But all the other, I'm going to guess they're all morning shows.
I believe
yes.
So.
It's all morning shows.
Ricky Smiley's not too bad. The rest of them, though, are horrible. Oh,
I don't know which one Smiley was.
It's all the black fellas.
Oh, all the black fellas on TV. Them.
Man, that just sounds bad.
I don't know who he's talking about. Station? Format?
I think they're on the beat here. I forgot what city they're in.
I think they're in Atlanta.
Okay. But most of them, even with all the video editing, all the bits were at best bad, even compared to our worst bits. Embarrassing. And they don't seem to know it.
Well, that's the stuff that they selected. That's the stuff they selected for the show.
I think I don't think they picked that stuff for the show. I think whoever produces Dish Nation, they shoot their stuff. You know, you don't leave it up to the talent.
Well, see, that's what I'm worried about is because that show repeats during the day, like around 12:30 or 1, and I'll see it on closed desk on the TV.
So what makes you think the talent's picking the clips?
Because some of them are doing, it doesn't look like they're live on the radio when they're doing them.
I've noticed some of those because the chicks aren't wearing headphones.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen some where no one in the room is wearing headphones, and they're also not anywhere near where they should be as far as on the microphone. They'll be...
Yeah. I pointed that out.
They'll be like over here. Yeah, their audio sounds phenomenal somehow, even though they should be over here.
Well, they're probably wearing logs.
Right, which means...
Okay, I didn't really think about that. I know one of the chicks was talking, and if we take our headphones off, we can hear each other in the room. You uh-huh. just can't hear any of the produced elements, because obviously all the speakers mute when the mics come on. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think about them shooting specific bits as if they were on the radio.
Right.
Well, that makes it even worse.
And another reason, another way you can see it is, especially when whatever bit they're doing involves some type of visual, like a video or something.
Now, they could be adding those in post-production.
They could. But
I'm just saying the content, we don't have to break down the production value because right. it's really pretty good. It's the content. The more I see that, the more I think there's got to be a TV station here locally that would take maybe 22 minutes of our video stream
mm-hmm.
for the week, cut it up. Certainly, we could put something together.
Yeah.
You don't sound like we could. Man, I don't know, 22 minutes.
That wasn't convincing? No, I wholeheartedly believe that you could.
I don't think we'd do enough. No.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Honestly, I think it'd actually be kind of easy. I mean, the production part of it would be hard, but finding things to use on a weekly basis, that would be actually, we'd have plenty to choose from.
Okay, sounds kind of cocky. What does Channel 47 have on at night?
Reruns, mostly.
Of?
Old TV shows, I think they run.
Well, that's what.
See this right here? This could go on the show. This whole moment.
You mean classic TV shows?
Yes.
I forgot who the production producer was there.
Guy named Stewart?
We know somebody at CBS. I mean, TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think radio is going to help us.
They might frown on that.
But also, Channel 21 could use something on the weekends. It doesn't have to run at a decent time slot. Just run it and put spots in it. Any money we make, put back into the foundation.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard. And we've already got our own cameras, so it's not like you have to add a whole lot of money into it from the TV standpoint.
Be very little, because the video that we've got is, that's why we have somebody running the stream, cutting back and forth on the cameras. It's not like they would have to take all the raw footage and put it together.
Right.
What else would they have to do? And we record the show in 1080p. So for Channel 21, they'd have to probably drop the resolution.
Man, that's bad.
We're not really sure what's going on with the video you're sending us. It's too wide.
We have to reformat it.
We have to cut off stuff on either the left or the right or put black bars at the top and the bottom. The hell format you shooting in?
It's this newfangled technology.
Okay. I think you're done with all the else, so let's start news. All right, 417. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. Birthdays today. From the porn world, Shyla Stiles turns 32. 415 films, including Accidental Hooker, Booby Patrol, and Black Where You Belong. Actor Anthony Mackie is 35. He played the Falcon in the most recent Captain America. Also, Sydney Steele turns 46. Porn star. She was in Midsummer Night's Dream, Once You Go Black, and Snatch Adams. Actor Shai McBride, currently on Hawaii 5-0, is 53. Jason Alexander, 55. Bruce Springsteen.
I see what you almost did.
Yeah.
Check on Hawaii 5-0 is 5-3.
Bruce Springsteen is 65, and Julio Iglesias turned 71.
What was the last birthday on there? I think they're dead.
It was, you had Mickey Rooney and Ray Charles, the last pair.
You left out Ray Charles?
Well, he passed away back in 2004.
Still his birthday.
Well, there are a lot of dead people I skip over their birthdays.
All right.
And Mickey Rooney just recently died, didn't he? Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Miss America, Kira Kazantsev, said on Tuesday that she was removed from her college sorority over a letter that made light of hazing, but she denied a report that she was involved in aggressively hazing fellow students. On Good Morning America, she said she was asked to leave the Alpha Phi sorority at Hofstra University after sending an email to alumni that included what she said was a joke about making an event scary for pledges. The website Jezebel reported Monday, based on an anonymous source, that she was involved with aggressively hazing pledges. Miss America denied the report, saying it was untrue and hurtful. She says she was hazed herself and as a pledge, and that she took part in some hazing activities. She had been in charge of the sorority's recruitment committee. The Miss America organization says that Miss America was open with them about being terminated from the sorority and even trying to look for verification on all this. A spokeswoman for Alpha Phi confirmed that Kazantsev is a former member of the sorority, but said that its privacy policy does not allow it to comment on details related to membership status changes.
What'd she do?
She was involved in hazing in the sorority, supposedly.
What do they do? I mean, being scary could be, let's have a Halloween contest.
Well, it was bad enough to where they asked her, or they told her, you're out. And I think it was mainly because of the letter she sent to alumni. So now she's saying, hey, we're doing this event. We're trying to scare the pledges. And alumni were like, hey, that's not right. We can't do this.
All right. It's kind of, the whole story is cryptic in itself. Unless it was so heinous, they thought, all right, it's enough that, what, they take away her crown?
They have not taken away her crown, especially because she was open with the Miss America organization going into all this. She's like, hey, just FYI, there's this, and they were obviously fine with it.
But she's out of the sorority.
Yes. But this is what happens anytime you reach a certain pinnacle, is you didn't really hear about this stuff before when she was just a regular contestant. She becomes Miss America, and all of a sudden, ooh, this tawdry, you know, background.
Well, that's the only time that they figure anything out. If somebody rises to a level of celebrity, then you get vetted, and all these things pop out. The whole sorority, I don't know if it's, sororities kind of seem to make sense, because I bet there's a bunch of lesbianism going on. Fraternities, that's
most of that's homoerotic in some fashion anyway.
Yeah.
The whole paddleboard thing?
Pull down your pants, like beat your ass. We got two problems here. And is there any other way for me to get into this frat? Because it's not like basic training to get into the Marines, you know? I mean, you have to go through a lot of things that you don't want to, but it's training, and it's therein lies the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be the same thing with a fraternity, is you've gone through all this pain, and now you're one of us.
Yeah.
Well, one of us? One of the idiots?
That's kind of how I felt after, you know, my first couple of years on this show. especially after I get hit with the Dookie cannon.
Man, you're never going to let that go.
I'm not.
I don't think it was really full of Dookie.
It wasn't. However, it was things in there that might as well have been Dookie.
None of it was fecal matter.
No, it wasn't. However, most of it had already, since the time that Eddie Boyd, when he started fermenting the stuff, he once told me everything that went into it, and about halfway through I said, I don't want to know anymore, just stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess next time we'll just put real shit in it.
Fresh.
That's your biggest concern.
But I felt like that was sort of a hazing thing, and I was obviously
was
open.
A bit.
I know, but still, it made me feel, you know, like one in the clubhouse, although I was fully aware that I was one of the few that had actually been hit with a Dookie cannon.
And we haven't had much of that since we've been over here.
No.
Mostly because people are worried about, oh, lawsuits, HR, OSHA. So we cut back, and then we let Kenzie ride a motorcycle into the wall.
But there is one thing that is, that you and I have a bond with as far as unintentional hazing.
There's no reason to bring that up.
No, there's a couple, but the one I was thinking of specifically was when you threw me in the gay tent with Stephen.
No, there was no bonding there.
No, but there was. I felt
that was more of an estranged event.
It was. However, when he started pulling you around the studio by your ankles, I felt a bond in that moment. Because I felt like Russ and I both know terror.
That, I need to make a list. I guess we all could. Of things that are our Kennedy moments. Because, you know, obviously in your life, there's always more than one.
Mm-hmm.
That was one for me. I see the goosebumps?
Yep, I see it.
The door flies open. We were at CBS. And it's followed by the gay, shrieky, shrill. And then he chases me around the room. And there is no bit there. Had I acquiesced and loosened my bowels, he'd have climbed on in. I try and crawl under the console to get away. I get just about to the other side, grabs my feet, pulls me back in.
Mm-hmm. Looked like the girl from Taken.
Then I almost make it out to the studio door. He gets me there. Now he's got me down with his superhuman gay power.
And
it's all I could do to keep things out of my a-hole.
And he really was strong. And
he wasn't a big guy.
No.
That's why I call it some type of superhuman gay power.
Yeah. And it's big, little, doesn't matter. He wasn't an imposing figure. He didn't work out. He was kind of soft. He just wasn't intimidating at all. But all of a sudden, it's just like he was just like this queer Hulk. His pants flew off, and he turned green, and he started pulling you around the room.
You don't want to make me queer.
Why is that?
You wouldn't like me when I'm queer. And you better hope I stay calm the entire time I'm in your ass.
Oh, God, I can't imagine it happening.
Because if I Hulk out while I'm in there.
No.
It's going to look like they ran you through a wood chipper. They wouldn't be able to call it a cream pie because there ain't going to be nothing to take it.
Oh, God. I know Alfie's probably, I don't know if it felt like a hazing moment, but his sort of Kennedy moment was when he had his detached retina.
You did that?
That was your fault.
You hit him in the head with a piece of frozen fish.
You told me to.
I didn't say knock him out.
And I didn't knock him out.
Alfie, did he hit you hard?
He hit me pretty hard. I nearly went blind, you know.
I didn't hit you that hard.
You hit me pretty hard.
I really didn't.
I fell forward and face planted into the ground.
You didn't face plant?
Did you forget any of the event?
No. I remember it vividly.
See
the idea.
He was fine.
Had you forgotten any part of it means he knocked you out.
There may have been parts that I can't recall. I mean, how would I know if I don't remember it?
Yeah, that's a good point. All I know is Dan knocked Alfie's eye out.
He still has both eyes, and his retina wasn't detached for at least 12 hours.
So you think something else happened to him to knock the retina out?
I think it's possible. All I know is...
Like when you hit him with a piece of frozen steak?
Hey!
Or the car part? The X-side battery?
Yeah.
I that didn't hit him in the head.
Or the Krager rims?
Hey! That didn't hit you. Hey,
you got to keep all those, Alfie. We were playing The Price is Right.
Numerous burritos as well from Taco Bell.
All these fabulous prices.
And then you chased me around the parking lot with that car.
Oh, yeah, a full-size car.
Wait, that was Russ.
It was somebody. I don't know who it was.
We
got to the last stage of The Price is Right, and Alfie was already worried because we had hit him with food, different toys, whatever.
Gadgets.
The next prize up for bid, a new car. I never heard anybody scream in such terror.
I've also never seen Alfie run.
That car's too fast. There's no way that's got California emissions. All right, we're late. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:37. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Chicago Fire on NBC. Only a couple incidents out there right now. We'll start off in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Knox Henderson. The exit ramp there is shut down due to some construction work going on that has traffic backed up back from Mockingbird. And at Halton City, eastbound Loop 820, right at Halton Road. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. That one has you backed up back from 35W. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Clear tonight, 60 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 87 for the high. Right now, 83 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Did you go pull some audio?
Yeah.
What'd you get? I saw you run out of the studio. I'll just make it back.
No, it was just stuff I was trying to find from earlier. From I told you before about some of these YouTube celebrities and how they're making like seven figures a year. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Jenna Marbles. We mentioned her last week. We had said that you'd played some of her stuff before, but you didn't remember it. She actually, there was a story out that says her real name is Jenna Mori, and she does a diary-type video every Wednesday where she talks about what she's interested in, everything from boys to fashion, but, you know, with a foul mouth, a lot of humor. But she also does skits where she dresses up and sings parody songs. She supposedly makes around $4 million a year from YouTube ads and marketing herself into a brand. She has just under 14 million subscribers, 1.5 billion views, and right now is worth around $2.5 million.
Why am I wasting my time here?
I'm beginning to wonder that myself about me. Because every time I hear one of these stories, I think the longevity might be an issue. But if you can find something that sticks for a little while or just do something on the side and you can make YouTube cash.
Okay, so what's the audio?
This is one of the cleanest examples I could get in a short period of time. This was her... Short of showing how girls take a shower and what the process is they go through.
I have to take a shower. I don't wanna. Kermit, do I smell? I'll just shower tomorrow.
Yeah, but I haven't showered in like 3 days. So dirty.
Oh my gosh, get up. I have to be ready in like 3 hours.
My hair's so tangled. Should I brush it?
I think that's worse.
It's definitely worse.
Water on.
It got me wet.
Nikki time.
My fake tan is everywhere.
I look like Sideshow Bob. Oh my god, that's freezing. Now it's burning hot!
Just mildly scalding.
Perfect.
I forgot to take my makeup off.
Face wash.
I'm all out.
What can I use?
Shaving cream has soap in it, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my god, I can't breathe.
Where's the water filling up?
Oh, that's why.
Where did you come from?
Shower beer.
Champy.
I'm George Washington.
Just kidding, I'm dead.
You're gonna die in 7 days.
Out of your world.
I'm gonna guess there's a lot of this that's visual.
It is, and that's the way a lot of the YouTube stuff is, because it's video.
It's visual.
Yeah. But she's doing things in the shower, you know, like shower beer. She's drinking a beer, and she's playing with her hair in the shower when... She's just doing the things that girls supposedly do. If I throw out a soap, I'll use my shaving cream on my face.
Okay. We all do that. That's not a girl thing. So why is it different with her? Is she naked?
You don't see it, no.
Oh, then I don't hear any big revelation. That does not explain why chicks spent 3 hours in the bathroom.
No, this is just the shower portion.
I in the bathroom.
Okay.
When they get ready.
Right.
Because the shower or the tub, whatever it is they do to start the cleansing process, that's all part of the bigger picture of 3 hours. I couldn't do it. I don't care how ugly I was.
I think that's why most women, when they reach a certain point, usually it involves kids, they cut their hair much shorter. And that shaves a ton of time off the bathroom time.
That explains chicks going to shorter hair.
Yep. Especially when you factor in kids, because then they really don't have the extra time, because they're all that extra time is focused on the kids. Now time to chop the hair, and then other things get lost in the shuffle as well.
What is her name?
Jenna Marbles. And so once everything starts focusing around the kids, and the women and the men will start letting themselves go, they don't wash as much, they don't bathe themselves as much, don't
put on
makeup.
I remember this chick had a good set of cans. She's posed nude yet. She will. I don't see any.
I don't think so.
Never underestimate. No, it's not her. But I'll pretend like it is. Who is that? Sure looks a lot like her. Hmm. She got something in her mouth. No, I can't click on the page, then I'll be gone for 20 minutes. I think I'd dig around. I bet there's something out there. You know she's taking selfies.
I assume pretty much that women under a certain age have.
We'll just say, you know she's taking selfies. So they're in a cloud someplace, and they're going to be released sometime.
I'll just wait.
You didn't want the ones that have already been out there, though. You said that was a waste of your time.
I'd like to see this chick naked. The other ones I don't really care about. So what else in the story?
As you heard here, she does skits where she dresses up and maybe even sing parody songs. And now she said maybe a little more effort that she puts in than other YouTube celebrities. But I mentioned she has just under 14 million subscribers. And then if you want to see her latest video and judge for yourself, you search YouTube for Jenna's Drunk Art School, Balloon Art.
Chloe, didn't I tell you to do that a long time ago? Closed drunken art school, painting with dog feces.
Yeah, I did a few of those.
Videos?
Not videos. I thought you just do regular paintings, not anything having to do with anything with a video.
Okay, screw it. Be poor forever.
I'm with you, man.
You're trying to hand them something? Oh, I didn't know. I thought you just, okay.
Yeah. Chloe, Russ is right. You could be the Bob Ross of YouTube at feces painting.
All righty, then. I
get you a nice big red fro wig.
Mm-hmm. Get you a nice palette with all the different shades of dog poo.
I'd use cat poo.
You probably need to mix and also change their diets up from time to time so you can get different shades.
It makes sense.
I like that.
You can only paint with brown for so long.
And also, depending on what you feed them, you also get different textures. It's like there have been times when our big dog, I could have had a painting that involved a plastic bag. Somehow he got one of those and ate it.
Food coloring in it. That would make a difference.
No, that's cheating.
That's cheating.
That's not natural. The art world would frown upon that.
All right, then I got to check into different foods and different color. Okay.
You're not going to do it. Well, I like being poor. All right, what else you got?
I've got some other audio, especially that involves being poor. Cut number one, website elitedaily.com. Recently sat down with a homeless guy in New York. His name is Joe. He's in his 20s, and he says he manages to sleep in a bed most nights by having one-night stands with random women.
New York City's amazing. Like, it has 8 million people, and it's like you like a different girl like whenever you want.
You're adorable. Like, I'm definitely like trying to chill with you.
There's got to be the one pickup line that works better than everything else you say.
It's not really pickup lines. It's more like I see opportunities and I capitalize on.
What usually like dictates how long like a girl will let you bunk up in her place?
It's pretty much all depends on how good of the pipe I lay.
What?
Yeah, dude, if I lay the good pipe, you know, I'm usually in there for a few days. I was sleeping at this broad's house, and last night we just ate a load of clonopins and went drinking.
Clothespins?
I couldn't tell.
Clonopins.
What
kinda,
is that?
Kind of like lorazepam or Xanax.
Oh. It doesn't sound like it's an oral thing.
No.
I was sleeping at this broad's house, and last night we just ate a load of clonopins and went drinking, eating lobster rolls like classy individuals.
When you're not sleeping with a lady, though, where do you sleep?
On the sidewalk. Cardboard. Cardboard all-star.
How many outfits do you have? How many ensembles?
I have four pretty good outfits.
Four pretty good outfits? How many, like, bad outfits do you have?
I have no bad outfits.
What would you tell the youth of America?
Never become like me. Ever. This abstract lifestyle is not for everybody. And I'm pretty sure, like, if you look around you at the hundreds of thousands of homeless people in New York City, I'm the only one that can really pull this off.
Doesn't need a dating service, lives on the street. I don't know if his pickup line is...
It's drunk douche method.
You want to go back to your place or my box?
Early on the...
I just got a new Frigidaire box.
Oof. Mm-hmm. It even says stainless on the side.
I don't have the ice box. I just have the cardboard.
Right.
I'm building on.
Got a whirlpool box.
Yep. Turn that into my game room. You got a guy that's homeless. Before it was he decent looking?
He is, and part of the thing that was cut out of it is what he'll do is he'll go into a like to a CVS in Manhattan, and he'll use their testing products for his hair, like the testers, cologne, so he'll smell decent, maybe get some body wash or something, just, you know, steal stuff, grab a couple Red Bulls, and walk out. And then his method as far as picking up chicks seems to be playing the numbers, but then also just coming on so strong to where eventually it's sort of the wear down method.
Is he just taking any chick?
He's not that picky. They showed a couple of the chicks that he was hitting on, and I think he knows that he stands a better chance of getting someplace to sleep for the night as long as he's not focused on only hot chicks. Because that's not his only... His main goal is to find some place to sleep and eat for a day or two, not to get some chick in bed. That's sort of the bonus.
Or penance.
Perhaps. That also plays into it. And then the rest
of fat chicks, there's going to be a buffet at the house. Problem is, it's going to be a chick at the house.
There is. But again, I mean, if you're desperate, I mean, this guy, he's an alcoholic. He was kicked out by his mom because of drugs.
How old is he?
He's in his 20s.
Have any handicap other than being stupid?
No. And that's the thing is he looks fairly normal. He doesn't, you know, he's not a stereotypical homeless guy where he's got some big shaggy beard and tattered clothing. He looks
How do we know he's really homeless?
Well, I guess technically you don't, but they had some footage of him where he was, and you could tell he was just passed out on the side of the street in New York, sleeping on top of a nice sheet of cardboard.
Chloe, you ever passed out outside?
Many times.
Do you have a home?
Yes.
I think I've limited that possibility. But...
Okay, then he's not homeless.
I don't like scams to where everybody buys it, and then we fall in with it. Like that chick with the three boobs, I'm still not buying that. Pictures? Looks sort of real, and it's a smaller boob in the middle. But I can't think of anybody that would bastardize their body to the especially when your reasoning is, well, I got an extra boob right in the middle, so guys won't date me anymore. Nobody ever told you how to say, uh-uh?
Actually, it's funny you mention that, because you're not the only one who felt that way. On Snopes, they already have this up as false.
I didn't even think to check Snopes. And... Kimmel, she's been on Kimmel and Fallon?
That was her claim. She had claimed that she was going on Inside Edition. She was going to New York to be on it.
All this was planned. She hadn't done it.
Right.
Okay.
And the place where we had the story yesterday, a journalist had contacted Inside Edition. They said, we're not having her on. So.
Yeah. That there's your litmus test.
Pretty much. If Inside Edition won't have you on. Anyway, on Snopes... They say the claim, Florida woman Jasmine Tredevil underwent surgery to add a third breast. Snopes has this listed as false.
I didn't bring this up at the time, but I don't see how you could get enough skin off your chest plate. You know, the divot here?
Yeah.
To be able, because the implant is going to have to stretch the skin. And there's nothing there. There's no fat. That's probably one of the few parts of your body that's totally devoid of any type of fat.
Yeah, you're right. It's actually, I didn't think about that either, but that's another thing that they could throw in there as reasoning for saying, yeah, this is false. Some of the things they claim here is that make it obvious. One, all the photos and video of her, all just done by her. It's all in a mirror. There's no one else in the shot that's helping her. There's
her excuse could be, I haven't been booked on any TV show yet or Inside Edition.
Yeah. They also say a New York Magazine article about the woman's third breast revealed a potentially relevant aspect of her claim. According to that site, the Florida woman claimed her surgeon forced her to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and therefore the obvious avenue of corroboration for her claim was closed off.
Well, I don't think the surgeon would have to tell anybody anyway.
No.
Did you perform this surgery? I can't say.
Right.
So the non-disclosure, that in itself doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah. As Jasmine's claim about a third breast circulated the social web, most information reported came directly from the subject herself without any external confirmation. Her Facebook and YouTube account, primary sources for verification. Then her breasts appeared to be of entirely different skin tone than her facial skin and limbs. Another red flag is her motivation. Surgeons ethically bound to decline performing cosmetic surgery on patients without certain mental health clearances. And they say in an interview, she made the bizarre claim she set out to make herself look less attractive to men by opting to get the third breast implant, which would pretty much knock her off any possibility of a doctor doing it for her.
That was a bad route to go. She just should have said, I like boobs so much, I wanted to get a third one. I've always had this fetish for the chick in Total Recall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad story all the way around. We didn't pick it apart like this when it came out. I was just thinking, I can't see if any physical way, unless you do some lipo induction into the pitted area of your chest, just to give this, to start to stretch the skin out. Because you just can't put a boob anywhere. Well, Dan Lewis, you can.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
459, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Chicago Fire on NBC. Let's start off in Grapevine, southbound 121. Just before 360, got an accident blocking pretty much everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the shoulder. That has traffic completely stopped back from the 114-121 Eastern split. It's about a half hour delay through it. In Halton City, eastbound Loop 820, right at Halton Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's there is backed up back to the 35W. Into Denton, southbound I-35E, right at State School Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Teasley. And finally, in Garland, southbound 635, right at the product. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back to Jupiter Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Chicago Fire on NBC. Clear skies tonight, 64 the low, then tomorrow sunny and 87 for the high. Right now, 83 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Yeah, I didn't know who that Jenna Marbles chick was when I pulled those clips. I guess it was last year. A lot better clip than whatever her soap shower thingy was. Did she say she puts a lot more effort into her YouTube videos than most people?
That was something that I mentioned.
Oh. Because she doesn't really. It's just full of jump edits.
Right.
And normally you would cover jump edit with some B-roll or something. But
on the shower thing, she was doing it for that specific effect. That's why.
No,
I
get that. But it's...
As opposed to, like, yesterday we were talking about the random person that will review, like, do a product review, say, of a phone. And they just hit record, and then they just go and pick up every bad, awful, awkward thing that happens in the middle of the nine-minute thing, and they just post the whole thing without any editing.
Do you think the audio was things that girls don't understand about boys?
Yes.
I found that folder.
Yeah, pretty sure that's her.
Let's see.
I want to talk about things that girls don't understand about boys. And this is from a girl perspective, okay? I'm not going to draw on a mustache today to do it. First thing I don't understand about guys involves the TV. When you're channel surfing, flipping through channels, reading through the TV guide, I know you can't read that fast. I've seen you read books. It's like Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Like, you know something awesome's got to be on.
First of all, on the guide, on Dish, DirecTV, whatever, those are also color-coded. So we figured out at a certain point if it's anything, even a genre, we want to look at. That's how we can scan through it. That's why it doesn't take us as long to go shopping. We can scan, we can pick, we can go. We don't have to spend 2 weeks of vacation time at the mall looking at the same two dresses.
Right. Yeah, you're right, because we look at a shirt and we immediately decide, hate it, like it. Women, however, look at a shirt or a dress, and then they think, okay, I couldn't wear that to the birthday party, but I might be able to wear that to so-and-so's brunch. Or I might could wear that to work or something casual around the house.
And how do they decide where these things are appropriate? I know what's appropriate. I dress like piss when I come to work. If I'm going out, maybe I'll put on a shirt instead of a t-shirt.
I know what you mean. I got you.
If it's a step up from that, possibly a jacket over what I got on. If it's a funeral, got my one suit for that.
Yep.
I'm set. And because funerals don't happen that often, nobody's going to look at you and go, didn't you wear that?
Especially at a funeral because it's typically supposed to be a black suit, so no one's going to say anything. Makes sense.
So don't give me grief about, you guys can't read that fast. I've seen you read books. I haven't seen you read anything.
Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, like, you know something awesome's got to be on, and you're just flipping away. What are you looking for? What do you pick? Oh, sick, Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift is on. Started 45 minutes ago. Perfect. Awesome. Are you kidding me? No, not sick. Not awesome. I want to watch this. I've seen it like 800 times. Why? Why do you want to watch this? You know what happens. They drive cars. The end.
Date somebody else.
Now, the example for all of us she uses on the movie, not a great one. But if it's coming to America, and we've talked about this, even if it's on TV, I will stop and watch it.
And your wife's okay with that? That's a no. Your face looked like you had gas, and you scratched your chest as if that was going to buy you time. It looked just like this.
Well.
Your wife give you grief?
She does. She actually gives me more grief if I come across, say, a Stallone or a Schwarzenegger movie that's on, and like 45 minutes in.
She just start like sighing.
Does she get mad because she's never seen it, so she doesn't know what the setup is?
That might be part of it, and so she has no interest in watching The Running Man when it's halfway when I find it halfway through. I don't need this setup. I know what happened.
She's seen it.
No.
Okay. Well, that didn't.
Well, she just sees it as she thinks I have an odd crush on Schwarzenegger, Stallone, those guys.
Well, I can see why somebody would be mad if it's a movie they've never seen and you flip it on in the middle because you have seen it.
But even
now, you have to acquiesce and give in to answering questions. You're seeing something new for the first time. That's when they got a yap. And that you can't answer one question because then you got to talk the rest of the movie. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Where did he get that gun? I wasn't with him when he bought it. Can people really snap necks like that? I guess.
If it happens in the movie, it's possible.
Is that move really real?
Which one? Oh, you know, actually, I've heard that's... It may not kill you, but it would immobilize you.
Is a man strong enough to grab somebody by the head and just totally
What I've heard
do
is that
360?
I had a chiropractor tell me in order to kill someone by doing a maneuver like that, instead of the twisting, you have to hit the occiput, which is the top part. It's the base of the skull, the top part of the cervical spine. That's what you're dislodging.
Right there at the bottom of your skull where the little mushy part is.
Right. So
how many people are sitting in the car now going.
Yeah, it's that part right there.
Hey, I got one.
Yeah, the base of the skull, top of the
skull. All
right,
so what do you do with that?
That's one where in order to dislodge it, to kill you, I think they said you have to, it's like a motion where a hand would be on your forehead pushing back with some type of fulcrum on the occiput at the top of the spine. So like an elbow or
it's
a
almost
fist.
Like the occipum?
Occiput.
Occiput. It's almost like it's the release for your head.
Yes.
Mash this, push backwards.
Right.
But there's no just grabbing of the skull and going, boom!
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because this is back when I worked in a chiropractic office, there was a way that they could open up my sinuses because I had a head cold. And they said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to adjust the occiput. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You said that thing that guy could kill me. He's like, yeah, we're not going to do it that way. So he puts me in what looks like one of those action movie neck break holds. And then he just sort of lifts and he just says, all right, now relax. I'm like, really? Then he just snaps it and you feel it. You think, okay, I'm alive. And then out of nowhere, my nose opened up and snot just started streaming out of my face.
Can you replicate that move?
I don't feel right doing that. I'm afraid I'd kill you or paralyze. Yeah, I could do that.
Alfie, you're having problems with your sinuses.
No, I'm fine. They're better now.
It's been a few years since I've seen it or felt it, but I feel like I could find the right spot.
I like that. I'm better now. See? Everything's cool. Come and go. What is this other clip? See when I pull these. Well, here's one reason I don't remember it. It was 2 years ago.
And along the same lines, whenever there's like a movie on TV that you've never seen before that you want to watch, and you're like, oh, sweet, we'll just start watching it. And started like an hour ago. No! Why don't you just get it on Netflix or record it or some shit? I can't watch a movie from the middle to the end. I want to watch a whole movie. We're going to watch a movie. We already missed the important-ass character development. Like, I can't. I don't understand.
Get your own TV. Get an iPad. What's in the bedroom? Shut up. Stop complaining about everything that's on television. You know, anytime you come over to visit me, it's BYOT. You ain't got your TV, you ain't watching mine.
Never thought about that one.
No. Like, you know how guys, then go lesbian. Everything seems to sync up. You love to shop. You love everything else that women love. And you try and instill some of those feminine qualities into men so you'll like us more, where it's not going to work. It possibly short term, especially if the guy is spineless and doing anything he can to hang on to a chick, then he'll absorb some of those qualities. But it's not going to stick because it's not natural.
And eventually he might resent it, which would then lead to resenting you.
Eventually he will, because he's not going to be able to deal with doing something that's not natural. It's going against his id.
Why do you want me to smell your farts?
That should have just been the one video. Just leave it at that.
Yeah, I think these are all clips from one video. Why do we want them to smell them? Because they don't want to.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's... What else do you... My guess, the reason her videos are popular is she's hot.
That's a large part
of it. I can't remember if she wears provocative outfits, but that's why guys are going to watch this. And it's also, it's a grittier version of The View, you know, when they get on chick topics.
Yeah.
Because most chicks can identify with this. Yeah, she's right. There's only two reasons to watch this. Chicks to bond and guys to look at her cans.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there's not really any good information. Because all of it, really, the answer is simple. But you only smell your farts because you don't like it. Why do I stick my finger up your ass in the mall? Over and over and over. And you fall for it every time. Even after I go, no, I swear I'm done.
Yeah. No. I promise. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it inside Williams-Sonoma. I'm classier than that. Next thing you know.
You keep your hand just on the lower part of my back. I said I was done.
Russell.
And they always jump like it's the first time it's ever happened. And like I'm going to be able to get it through their pants. Now if they're wearing shorts. You have to make kind of an end run. Go in the leg and up really quick.
You got to be quick, man.
I've got it in once.
Really? Wow.
Got it in far enough to where she tried to get away.
But.
Nope.
Just couldn't?
Had her.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you wear shorts?
Hey, where are you going? Are you trying to run?
It's kind of like her feet are moving really, really fast, but she's just not going anywhere.
You doing a Fred Flintstone? And since most of the chicks I date are petite, not all of them. Did it to Mandy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's my favorite. Always got twisted. Mona, she was small. Do her. Diane, no. I'd have lost a finger.
I could actually, I would see it. I would see it better if she was doing it to you.
Yeah. Because I have less of a chance to fight her off.
Right.
Okay.
Why do you want me to...
All right, I played that. Can we go through these? There are like five.
Yeah.
Why is it that after you take a shower, you put your towel around your waist, and then you stay like that for like 3 hours? Get your towel. I just got out of the shower. I'm going to go sit at my computer and do shit. Oh, I'm going to read a book. I'm going to eat breakfast with my towel. Like, why? Nah, dude. I just want to sit in my damp towel for the rest of the day. You know what I like to do after I take a shower? Get dressed.
Yeah. Because there are no chicks that get out of the shower. Mm-hmm. And they all look like... And they'll stay in this exact... With the towel here. Towel on the head.
Mm-hmm.
How long you plan on wearing that? Well, till my hair dries. Are you going to read my fortune?
Miss Cleo?
Because they always have the towel wrapped up on their head straight up.
Yeah.
Didn't I see you in Coming to America?
Shut up, Joffrey. And actually, tell me if you've had this. They got the shower. They do the regular towel around the torso and then the towel and the hair. But then they've got the transition robe.
Yes.
It might be a towel fabric or it might be something softer.
Terry cloth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then after they'll get the bath towel off, they'll put the transition robe on, and then they start doing other things to get ready. That's when they'll blow dry their hair and everything. And then after an hour and a half or so is when they actually go into the closet to look for clothing. And then an
and
hour
why
later,
are you wearing a towel all the way up to your neck? I've seen your tits. What are you hiding? What's the big deal? Are you trying to be mysterious? I've seen them. I'm already done playing with them. Tired of them.
It could be a self-esteem thing. May not want to do it naked. It's like you put the towel on so they don't get caught up in looking at, you know, what, you know, body flaws.
Don't be tempted. Well, you want to be tempted. She doesn't want to be. You know, you're going to come play with them.
Yeah. I've already played with them. And if I've dated you long enough, your teats are at the bottom of the toy box. That's my face. It's like, well, I can't explain it. I'm just telling you, that's what's going to happen.
When you want to be, you can be so charming.
Who told you this?
Me. It's
how
true.
Do you know? You've never seen me be charming.
Yes, I have.
When?
Let me think. There have been a number of times. Usually when some type of attractive female has come in, you're good at flirting. You can be charming when you want to.
I'm trying to keep them in the studio to finally get to the stuff. If I ask the stuff I really intended, they're going to leave right off.
Right.
So you have to take them. It's like a good con. You start them with what they know, and you slowly take them further and further away from reality.
Right.
And then you hit them with the scam. That's the way that works. And that's the way relationships work. That's why guys, and chicks too, guys are on their best behavior in the beginning. Thinking, all right, if she doesn't see all the nasty stuff I do, when she falls in love with me, then she got put up with it. Almost every aspect of life is a scam. It's all a good con.
So, see, you admit you can be charming when you want to.
But it's not sincere charming.
I didn't say it was sincere.
I don't know. The word charming sounds like you're... Yeah, you're right. Doesn't always have to be sincere. You're right.
And you're good.
You know, are we thinking of the same person right now?
Well, I don't know. There's
charming, but never sincere? Jody Dean.
Oh, yes.
I tried to give him the goat signal.
No, see,
I'm surprised you didn't go, Ben Garrison?
That would have been unfortunate. No, that was actually, I was thinking of Jody, and then you did this, and I was like, wait a minute. But had you done this?
Oh, the soul patch?
Yeah, just right there.
Well, you gotten that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that'll be universal symbol for Jody.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll practice real quick. I'll say nothing.
Well, you're going to...
Clear your mind.
Okay. Wait a second. I don't know. I tell you, I had a dream about Whitney Droland last week.
Am I still doing the Jody thing?
Okay, that's right. He didn't have the hots for her. I know he kind of hit on her. Yeah, all right, no, we'll finish the Jody Dean thing. I'll tell you about the dream.
Now we're okay.
Jody Dean.
There you go. Okay, now tell me about Whitney.
We're good.
I don't care what any of you people say. That was damned magical.
Okay, we're on the air. I think it was here. A lot of times, I'll be at work, but it'll either be at CBS or something. I think this one's here, and I don't know what that means. I know all dreams are supposed to mean something.
Yeah.
But it was all of us.
Okay.
In the dream, and somebody had called, emailed, said Whitney Droland was doing an appearance near the station. So Chloe and I decided, well, we'll go see her after the show. 7 o'clock, Chloe goes, I'm going to go ahead and go over there. I went, well, I got to cut up the, yeah, I had to be here then. Because I said, in the dream, I have to cut up the show and put it on .fm.
Got it.
So I get there about 8 o'clock, which I think is amazing as far as remembering dreams.
That's phenomenal.
And they've got this huge Winnebago set up for, as long as a mobile home.
Okay.
And Chloe's coming out the door. And I went, is she in there? He goes, yeah, she's in there someplace. So I walk in. I can't find her. By the way, this has no ending. I just wake up.
It's a dream. Fair enough.
I go in. I can't find her. I talk to a few people. I think some CBS people like Gavin. I'm not sure. Then I go outside and look for her. Stand out, talk to some listeners, and then leave.
And that's when you woke up?
Mm-hmm.
But you said you had a dream about Whitney Droland.
I was there to meet her.
But she wasn't in the dream?
Never saw her.
Well, that's a letdown for you.
I don't plan these things. I don't think I've ever heard anybody tell a story about a dream. Hey, I had a dream about Whitney Droland. What'd she look like? I never saw her.
What was she wearing?
Did you guys get it on? Was she dressed avant-garde? Never saw her. The whole purpose of the dream, I'm guessing, is about Whitney Droland. Nowhere in the dream does she make an appearance.
Okay, so.
Kind of like the new series Gotham on Fox.
I see what you did there. Well done.
It's about Batman, but Batman ain't
it. Oh, that actually made me want to cuss for a second. What was I going to ask? Oh, what did you? So, Batman aside, what do you think the dream means?
If you want to go with the obvious, Whitney Droland is out of my reach. She's okay. That would be it.
Now, that's the obvious, but is that how you think it is?
If you've got to assign a meaning to a dream, all right, you had a dream about somebody that you went to meet, you never saw them, then obviously it means that you think that they're out of your league or just untouchable.
Yeah. That's where I think most dreams, I think you can just take them at face value. You don't have to dig super deep.
But you've also, tried to talk to Dr. Thornton about dreams, and he seems to have no, he don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're actually certified dream interpreters.
I don't know.
And I don't know what you use, because you have to have some type of primer to say, okay, we've learned this means this. We've learned that dreaming about water means the passage of time.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you come up? Is that the right word? Primer, to where you got to start with something.
I think so.
And that becomes your way of figuring out some type of equation or mystery.
Right.
But how do you know that water, maybe you got to piss.
That's happened to me. I had a dream where I was going down a rapid, but I don't know if I'd fallen off a boat or I was never in a boat getting swept away. And I woke up and I thought, yeah, got to pee. And I went and peed for like 3 minutes.
And what's funny is that's one of the few dreams that you can become self-aware.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, first of all, I hate rapids. All right, this got to be a dream. I bet I got to piss. Hey, wake up. You know, when you're about to make out with a chick, you never become self-aware.
No.
Why is it they always fall flat? I've never had a dream where I got to do everything.
See, that's where I've wondered about.
Unless it's some type of subconscious respect you have, even in a dream, where there are no consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There was like, I wouldn't take advantage of a chick like that in real life. Why would I do it in a dream if I don't know I'm dreaming? That's the only thing that makes any sense, because if I got my hands on a really hot chick, I'd try. I would understand no. Only in German, though. Nine. Okay.
She means
But
it.
I'm stopping at nine.
Yeah, I love how his dreams have safe words and they're in other languages.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about where they went, I had a dream about X, and the X is never in there?
Never. That's a first.
I had another weird... I'll remember it because there are some dreams that will stick with me for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most therapists say if you don't really retain it, you know, an hour or two after you get up, you're not going to hang on to it.
Right.
But I vividly remember that I could almost draw pictures of the Whitney Droland thing, and I have no clue why.
That is so freaky. You know what? Maybe the reason why is because you were so disappointed in the dream.
I didn't know that I didn't know until the very end that I wasn't going to see her.
Right. But what I mean is, after you woke up, I maybe realized that the dream was disappointing, so maybe that's why it stuck with you.
That doesn't seem like one I'd want to hang on to.
I know.
Like if I met her and all of a sudden, you know, we throw everybody out of the Winnebago and we start banging and blow the walls off. Then I'm hanging on to that one.
Quick, back to sleep.
I've tried that before. Man, I was just about to get down to the
goods.
Fishville.
Oh, wow, even better.
I was in the middle of a good one this morning, and somebody from AT&T woke me up at about 8 o'clock.
Mm.
Hey, we never buried that line that we ran for your U-verse. Is now good? No. Are you the same one that woke me up last week?
Ooh.
Yeah. Had he been smart, he would have gone, you're still dreaming.
This is not Vern with AT&T.
This is Whitney.
You like the sound of my voice?
Oh, no.
You will drop deeper back into sleep. Just go back to that dream that you was having about Cloris Leachman.
I had three really odd dreams in a row last week. I'll think of the other ones.
I love dreams.
I do. If you could do something with them, if science, I mean, they can map out the brain and tell when you're thinking about something. If there's was a way to capture dreams. I mean, obviously you're not seeing it through your eyes, even though your eyes are moving. That's why they call it REM.
Right.
Your eyes are moving like you're actually seeing things. Your brain's telling your eyes, hey, we're doing something. Look around.
Yeah. Okay, so if there was a way that technology found a way to capture your dreams and then put them on a website later, would you want to go back and watch them?
Yeah, because they're always good. Everybody always looks good in the dream. There's no problem. There are dreams that I wouldn't want on the web. So, and they don't. It's, you can dream about anything. It means nothing about any sexual preference. It doesn't.
Wait, no. Hey, that backfired. No, no. Fix that in post.
Normally you dream about the people that you're closest to.
No, well, dream about Chloe.
Chloe, I've known Chloe too long.
Oh, Alfie. You've known Alfie less than me.
I know, but I'm closest to Chloe. We've been through a lot. You and I haven't been through that much. You and I put out a dumpster fire, and that's about it.
We've done other things.
Chloe and I have been through things.
Well, you have, certainly. You have.
Different general managers. Chloe helping me with stuff. Me helping him keep his job when he got drunk at a Van Halen release party.
Pass the liquor in the highway. We survived that.
From car to car.
Yes.
Woo. 65.
Yes, you two have lived. You've done things together.
It's funny. If I ever, for whatever reason, decided to write my own autobiography,
mm-hmm.
it would have to. Most of it would have to be with Chloe.
Actually, the title of your autobiography would be Chloe and Me.
Yeah.
This one time with Chloe.
Yeah, because I've so told so many stories, I almost have to. I could leave the first part out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what were you doing? I was passing liquor from car to car on the freeway. Really, did Chloe catch it? Well, I didn't even have to tell him. It was about Chloe.
Yep.
I was putting the shampoo bottle in his chicks.
Yeah. We're screwing a bunch of chicks at this big mansion in some, what was the city?
Colleyville, I think.
Yeah. Big house. Big. Like Mark Cuban big. Mm-hmm. Where you're walking down the hall and going, there's got to be a cutoff here someplace. The owner was out of town, and we the guy that we were there with, I think it was his uncle's house.
Mm-hmm.
So he had access to it. Clothes, banging some chick in the hot tub. Takes her out of the hot tub, banging her. I wanted to see her naked, but squid here has got to be on top.
Well.
So I couldn't see anything. So I took the chick I was with. I went, let's go in the house and do something. We walked down this hall. Finally find a bathroom going there. We're fooling around in the shower. I bet she'd like this bottle of Flex up in there.
You are a weird, weird man.
Literally comes up, guess what I did?
Yeah.
And did she?
She didn't really complain. But
she just kind of went with it?
Chloe, instead of going, why? Or did she say, he goes, how far did you get it in?
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
538, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Hold on, going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway, right at Keller Springs, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from 635. Southbound on the tollway just after Keller Springs, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic. I'm sorry. Traffic's not this. Traffic there is backed up back from Trinity Mills. Moving into Irving North. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was dancing.
I know. Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 60 for the high. Tomorrow, 60 for the low tonight. Then tomorrow, sunny, 87 will be the high. Right now, 83. 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
First of all, it was a travel-sized Flex bottle.
Okay.
But you know how bitches are. You stick a Flex bottle in them. You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
No.
Just trust me. Everybody knew afterwards. He's real romantic. He should have. Flex travel bottle up in my cuckoo. A-hole. Didn't even use conditioner.
Should use Pert.
Pert Plus. That's the one with conditioner.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 2-in-1.
I just wonder if when those people came back home, if anybody smelled the Flex bottle.
Oh.
Did we get ocean scent? This shampoo smells like Corpus Christi after a hurricane.
I'm going to guess they didn't because I can't remember any time I've ever come home and been like, you know what I need to do? I need to smell the shampoo bottles.
It wasn't just the shampoo bottle. It was the top. It was all of it. Because it's travel size.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, and you get it, you know, close enough to your nose as it's, you know, passing by or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Hey. I know what this, I know what that smell is.
Yeah, you do.
I bet it's that chick that's been over here at the house. That Russ Martin dating.
Mama, don't use a toothbrush.
Just throw everything out.
If it's in here and it goes in the orifice, just throw it out. I know that's your favorite douchebag. Let that one go. Give it to charity or a Bow and Gym. Because they could probably use that as a backup colostomy. I don't know if I said this on the air or not. I told Chloe, he and I should make a list of all the things since we've been together
mm-hmm.
that we've done. Mm-hmm. It's none of it's really fantastic. It's just all sort of makes for good stories.
Yeah, it does. It's weird, random. It's not like it's a superhero thing where the two of you are saving people's lives. I mean, it's just really odd, random things that you wouldn't expect.
A lot of it's mischievous because I'm trying to recall some things, and every beginning to the story is us going, hang on.
Hey, what about this? Really, if you put a bunch of people in a room, would you really pick Chloe and me to be the two with the longest friendship? I'm not a party guy. I really don't like, I've never liked to do that much.
Yeah, right now, definitely not.
No, I've always been that way.
It was all surrounding around appearances or something with the station.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, we never got drunk on our own. We always made sure there was business reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, because that night at the mansion was after a Stars watching party.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
He means the big house in Colleyville, not the mansion on Turtle Creek.
Good distinction. Yeah.
That's where Jesse James Dupree and I got kicked out of.
Another odd but random story.
Four.
None of that was me.
You were there, though.
We weren't really dressed for the room, but we were close enough. Jesse always has to, I don't know if it's fact, yeah, what is he, from Atlanta?
Yeah, he's Georgia.
Yeah. He's got to be cute with everybody. And to me, it's funny. There's some people that try to be cute that gets really irritating. George, the limo driver, wants to get cute. Anytime he's driving me around, like after the white trash party, he wants to go through Jack in the Box. Hey, let me talk to that Mexican woman. George.
God.
They already have a reason to be mad at us. Oh, she's going to remember us. That was 3 years ago we came through this drive-thru. Then get up to the window. Hey, is that Mexican woman in there? Mm. Well, I'm not eating anything they're handing us. Uh-uh. And if I do, we deserve it. But Jesse James, Jackal, I forget, he asked, hey, how come, what's he sound like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You guys need to get a chalkboard with all your specials on it. The mansion.
I can just hear him saying that.
Where are all the pinball machines?
Once again, you're at the mansion.
And I can't remember if he used this phrase before or after we got kicked out, where he said, man, that waiter's queer as a football bat.
Because I think the reason why you like it is because it's not him necessarily trying to be cute. It's just him.
It's not really unfiltered him. It's not like he's got Asperger's and he has no social filters.
I know, but that's just how he is. It's just his sense
of humor.
It's
like, hey, if we get kicked out of here, that's kind of fun, too.
Right.
And then we went and had dinner at Papa, what's the Mexican version?
Papacito's
in Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go take me to see them horses over in Irving. He's talking about the Mustangs.
Mm-hmm.
We get out there. By then, it's after 11 o'clock. It's quiet. People walk around holding hands. Probably not 10 people in the plaza. All of a sudden, Jesse hops up on the backside of one of the statues. They take a picture of me and his horse.
Oh, God, it's got to just echo everywhere.
And it's not really something that the other people can just kind of ignore.
Yeah,
it's not like it's a marriage proposal, but somebody's being loud or, hey, you know, what a lovely night. It was, hey, Russ, take a picture of me and this horse. Now you got all these flashes going off of me taking the pictures.
See, fun things happen just when you get out. Go do things.
Up stuff is out there. You just got to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have nothing else to reminisce about.
I'm sure there's something.
I can't think of anything else, and Chloe and I did. I know we screwed up a Jeep. We were giving away a contest in tandem with Taco Bell or Del Taco or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the giveaway Jeep.
And we were driving around. I don't know why. And the battery went dead in my car, so we took the battery out. My car, put it in the back of the Jeep, went over to, like, AutoZone. Well, the battery was leaking. We didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Ate up part of the carpet and part of the metal, the backside of the Jeep.
Ugh.
Right behind the seats.
Yep.
So we bought some new carpet just on the backside, covered it up.
Yeah.
And taped it down real good.
Mm-hmm. Here's the Jeep. Yeah, and during the giveaway, Russ and I are just giggling the whole time.
You got a hole in the back of your Jeep.
Anyone ever say anything about that?
I don't know if they ever found it. Really, the biggest damage we couldn't cover up was the carpet, so we had to find something close at AutoZone. And they don't carry that wide of a selection. Screwed up the Eagle Fantasy Garage 1 year. I don't know that was really my fault.
The key thing?
Yeah. I know we screwed up something. The program director and I were drinking. And we had this garage full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, you know, the obligatory 97 listeners, and they had all qualified by getting a key. And that garage was full of like $50,000 worth of stuff. I think a Fat Boy.
Jet ski.
Enough stuff to add up to 50,000.
God.
And either we skipped a number, we were calling the numbers out to open it up. I don't know what. But call out a number, well into it, person gets a key, opens up the garage, done. Well, everybody likes to try their key that didn't get a chance. You know, the remaining people.
Yeah.
Another key, opened it up.
Ugh.
And I still don't know how they resolved that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that wasn't our fault because there shouldn't have been two keys.
Right.
But I think there was still something in the mix that was our fault.
Perhaps the alcohol?
I that wouldn't have made two extra keys. I just know Dwayne and I left really quick after the event. Oh, damn, they got two winners.
Mm. So, hey, Buelos is open.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like not our problem.
Yeah. We're not management.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You are, Dwayne. Yeah, but I'm drunk. I can't help them right now. Leave it to Donna Fidel, our general manager. And again, I don't know if they split or what. Maybe they just went with the first key that opened it up. Again, that part couldn't have been my fault. I know Dwayne and I screwed something up. But that part wasn't us because we didn't make two keys.
Yeah. There's only supposed to be the one with those things. It's the whole point of the contest. It's kind of like you want to go to the key person and say, you know what? You had one job.
To make 97 different keys. I wonder if we put the winning key back into the jar. That might have been it. I really don't know.
All these years later.
All these years later, what?
You still don't know.
I don't know because I don't. And that's what I'm using in court.
One thing I do wonder is after the Pink Floyd show, how many people use those condoms that we punched holes in?
Yeah, when was that concert? You need to be
1994.
Need to pin down the exact date and see if there was some sort of influx 9 months later at local hospitals.
Hey, you get a condom that's got a staple in the middle of it, you already should know, don't use it. They were meant as just little commemorative things.
Well, what if someone tried to commemorate the whole night by capping it off with some...
Then you don't use the condom with a staple in it. I just know that we had to... Was it 4,000?
It was thousands.
It was at least 1,000.
Yes.
Of Trojan condoms, and the station printed up little covers to put over the condom, almost like a
matchbook.
Yeah, pack of matches.
Mm-hmm.
And because the station didn't want to pay for any rights to anything, they couldn't use Pink Floyd's name, likeness, anything. So we got Floyd the Barber from the Andy Griffith Show and just printed it on pink paper. Pink Floyd.
I got it.
Okay, you guys got a... staple all them condoms, and the idea was the very edge of the condom inside the wrapper thingy.
Right.
Yeah, Chloe and I got drunk and went, all right, that's man.
There's got to be a way to make this process quicker. Bartles and James and...
That's right. I was only drinking wine coolers at the time.
That's amazing to me. All these stories, most of this is involved around wine coolers.
Yeah, it wasn't until around 95 I switched to Jack, then got smart this year, moved to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I sound queer.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
604, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Traffic sucks everywhere right now. It's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway just after Keller Springs. Still got that accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. Moving into Irving, northbound on the bush just before Las Colinas Boulevard. Got an accident blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Beltline. It's about a half-hour delay through that. Moving into Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Highway 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. That one has you backed up back from Ramey Avenue. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, just before Bridgewood Drive, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Oakland Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Tonight, mostly clear, 60 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 87 for the high. Right now, 83 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Rock this party. Dance everybody. Make it hot in this party. Don't stop. Move your body. Rock this party. Dance everybody. Make it hot in this party.
It's got to be the onions. The only way I can describe the smell is... It reminds me of the hamburgers you used to get at the drive-in theaters. They always had this distinctive smell that was, maybe it was onions, grease. I don't know what it was, but those always had a distinctive smell that I liked. So I was leaving here last night, and I knew I didn't have anything to eat at home. And on this low-carb diet, obviously I can have beef at night.
Yep.
You don't want to have, you know, bacon, but whatever. So Alfie suggested In-N-Out.
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger.
Which is on my way home. That is the easiest drive. This is not a spot for them, but I expect some free food. Not a spot for them. That is the easiest drive-thru I have ever been through in my 40-some-odd years of driving.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You pull up, you look at the menu. You got, where's all the other
There's not.
I don't know what else they offer. I don't really care. On the left, like three big choices. Hamburger, cheeseburger, and maybe something else. I don't even know what the something else was. And I want three hamburgers. Would you like onions on those? Yes, I would. Anything else? No, sir. It's seven something. Second window, please. And I'm the only one in line. Nobody around. I waited 5 minutes, which means they were fixing it right then.
Right.
And no issues, no problems, no extra cheese, nothing that I didn't ask for.
Did they ask you if you wanted to eat it in your, would you like to eat this in your car, or would you like to take it home?
Would you like to enjoy this in your car in the parking lot, or would you like to take it home?
I'd like to take it home.
Then we'll wrap it up kindly for you.
Love that place.
I guess I need to go back. I've only been once as far as the drive-thru. I went once when I went to L.A. like 10 years ago and just went inside, and then when one of them opened here, we went.
I mean, they were good burgers. I don't get what the all the madness was every time they opened, but it was just so simplistic. And because I haven't ordered burgers at a drive-thru in a long time, I didn't know about all the franchises now, not In-N-Out, the other ones. They put cheese on regardless. Mm-hmm. You get Clove ramped up about, am I right, Alfie?
Oh, God, last week he just went off on them.
Don't say the company. He, just say burger place.
Yeah. Just went into the burger. all right. Everyone on Facebook, when I bitch about the cheeseburgers, they, well, just go inside. Just go inside. F you. Just went inside, and I went in. I was like, okay, here's what I want. I want this style of hamburger, and I want it without cheese, okay?
And if?
And if I eat cheese, I will die right here in your lobby. I am not, and so I'm not kidding, I'm highly, highly allergic to cheese. And also, I want it on a special type of bun, okay? So what do I get whenever it comes? It comes with not the right bun, has cheese on it, and everything else. And I ordered plain, no cheese, on the special bun. And I wanted it to go, and they put it on a tray. I'm like, they missed everything on the order. Everything that I said. The only thing they got right, there was meat instead of chicken.
Is it possible that somehow you got somebody else's order?
No, she specifically handed me the ticket. The ticket on it.
Read the order, said, all right, you got this, and this.
Yeah.
He was even complaining about it last night when I got done editing the show for .fm. I always walk by Alfie and close desk. And he's still there going, I don't give a f- where you go, they're going to f- you around. And it ain't just f- you around at the drive-thru. If you walk in, f- you around in there.
Yeah, all the people, just go inside.
I almost pulled my phone out of my bag to record some of the audio last night because he was, again, and this happened, what, last week?
Mm-hmm.
Still twisted about it.
Yeah.
And it's probably just going to, any time you go through the drive-thru or whatever you get when you get a burger, it's just compounding. Because this already made him mad months ago when he first told us about it. Every place pretty much gives you cheese, whether you want it or not.
And he had been mad a long time, even up to that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now, each time it happens, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. I'm afraid eventually, Chloe, you're gonna end up going viral.
You really should start recording when you go through and they screw it up. Don't get out of your car and wig out like that guy at the, I think it was a Wendy's in, well, just say California, where he got out of his truck, walked back to the drive-thru window, screaming, I'm losing my ass. Mm-hmm. Because you people never get it. Well, then stop going to that particular restaurant.
Yeah, you just have to.
If you think it's a recurring problem, if you're always involved with the same problem, like I've said, look at the common denominator. Might be you. But yeah, this In-N-Out, I don't know what else they have, because obviously with low carb, I could only just have meat.
Right.
So I got home, taking the buns off, and I looked at those and went, damn, those were hard to throw away.
Nice and fluffy?
They were fluffy. They looked like they'd been toasted and had that sauteed onion smell to them.
Mm. That's what I like about In-N-Out. It just, once again, not a commercial for them.
But we better get free food.
Yeah. But sometimes their lines are too long. It's like, geez.
See, that was the one time that I went, and it was a new location, obviously, and they expected the long lines.
Did you understand why the long lines? Because I ate the burger, and I liked the service, and I liked the fact that there was no miscommunication, but it didn't really stand out to me more than, you know, a
Whataburger.
Whataburger is good.
See, yeah, it's the same here.
A small burger. The small burger is about size of the small burger at McDonald's.
Okay.
It's probably an eighth of a pound patty. But they just take, In-N-Out takes more pride in their buns.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they hand them to you, they're neatly wrapped, and when you pull them out, they're not all mashed.
And you know what you get if you want to eat it in your car? Mm. They give you a placemat.
What do I do with that?
It just to kind of help if you want to put it down in your lap or put whatever, so keep you from getting stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it's an added cost. That's probably going to put them out of business.
I always thought that was nice.
It's good service. It's obviously I'm not going to be eating there a lot, but it was after everything that Chloe and everybody else has been through. And I had no idea that you had problems at drive-thrus anymore because I hadn't been to one in years.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea about the advent of, oh, you're getting cheese.
Mm-hmm. Whether you want it or not.
I don't want no cheese.
We have to put it on. It's the law.
It's not the law. You're putting cheese on my burger?
Sorry, I have to.
Yeah, I think every time I've asked for no cheese, they've asked me again. So you don't want any cheese. So no cheese on that? So without cheese.
God,
really?
Maybe they're asking because they got a grill full of burgers with cheese.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn.
And you shouldn't. I don't know why. Obviously, somebody did market research someplace and said, all right, all burgers really need to come with cheese because almost all people order it. In-N-Out, for whatever reason, decided to go against the grain and said, hey, we're going to offer two burgers,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Regular and cheeseburger.
I think, it's...
two words. That's all it is. Yeah. Hamburger, cheeseburger.
It's money. It's because at one point... one of the companies realized if we charge them for a cheeseburger with everything on it, they will pay for it. And then for those that don't want those things, we actually still make money on it even though they didn't want it. It's not like if I just want a hamburger with nothing on it, I pay less. I still pay for the full cheeseburger with all the lettuce, tomato, and onions.
Anybody know what a small cheeseburger at McDonald's costs?
I think you can still get one for like 99 cents.
Is that about it?
I think so. I think it's on the dollar menu.
Okay. Well, then maybe the ones at In-N-Out are a little bigger because they were like $2.09 a piece.
I'm not sure.
Never had one. Didn't know how big they were going to be, so I got three. And when I'm not eating the bun, so what do I care? How much meat could I be getting for $6? But it was just something about that smell of the onions that was on my hands. And it reminded me of something. I'm not sure what, but. All night I kept smelling my hands.
Probably back in the days when it reminded you when you could eat whatever you wanted and not worry about it.
I don't know, but not all places that you go, you get that smell. Even when I worked at Wendy's, maybe they sauteed their onions. I've gone too far on this. I was just surprised. Obviously, I'm not going to go in and try the milkshakes or anything else. I know there's supposed to be secret items you can order that's not on the menu.
Nope.
I don't care about that. I just like somebody being pleasant, getting it right, and not pushing something on me.
Praise Jesus.
And when the guy handed me the order, I went, all right, thank you, Nick. He goes, how'd you know my name? Oh, it's on the receipt. I think you deserve to be called by your first name.
He's in there covering the microphone. There's some weirdo out in the drive-thru.
I got a stalker.
He knows who I am.
I knew I was going to get in and out, stalker. Only problem because the place is called In-N-Out. I don't know if he's straight or gay. All right, enough of this.
That just made best of.
Really? What's wrong with your head? I've been working here at In-N-Out for like 2 years. And so far, I've been hit by all these gay guys, and Tom Selleck kissed me on the mouth.
That's a nice pull.
Then I had to see Yentl. 6:17, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
All right, thank you, Russ. Where the hell did I leave off? Oh, we were talking about the chick earlier with the three boobs and how she's pretty much a fake. If I told you there's a mathematical formula for the perfect... for four perfect breasts, just two of them, what do you think it would entail?
You mean a pair of perfect breasts?
Yeah.
Not two types of perfect breasts.
No, just like a formula for perfect breasts.
Well, I've always said the size really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Flat-chested, even flat-chested chicks know. It's when their nipples point up towards the heavens. The teardrop type boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good. In fact, I think the nipples should always point towards the heavens. The breasts that look like a piece of bologna that you forgot to cut slits into before you fried it, those are normally on bad breasts.
Okay. It's very, very specific and...
obviously full, but they don't have to be large.
Uh-huh.
Saggy, so... if the nipples are... okay, here you go. Uh-huh. The nipples point towards heaven, they're good. If they point towards hell, those ain't no good.
That's pretty solid. Well, there is a man whose name is Dr. Patrick Malusi. He's a plastic surgeon in London, and he just ran a study to figure out the mathematical formula for the perfect breasts. His big finding is the location of the nipple. Okay, he says 45% of the breast is above the nipple, 55% of the breast is below it. What that means is he's describing a breast that's perky and not sagging at all.
Mm-hmm.
A perkier breast will have more area under the nipple. A saggier breast will have more area above it.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect breast also has a nipple that points upward at a 20-degree angle, which is how a nipple sits on a perfect breast. So, yes, Russ, mm-hmm. you would be correct.
Thank you. They say anything about the fried bologna with no slits nipple?
He left that part out. Mm. Sorry. If he was a little more creative, he would have included. They mentioned some celebrities whose breasts they say fit the definition of perfect. They are Scarlett Johansson.
I haven't seen hers.
You can find them online.
I haven't seen hers.
Kate Middleton.
I haven't seen hers.
Miranda Kerr.
Nope.
And Katy Perry. Mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton, even though I don't like her, mm-hmm. her breasts fall into that category.
Okay, I can see that.
Kind of teardrop shape, sort of, with the nipples pointing that way.
You're right. Yeah. It's just, they're just attached to one of the most awful human beings on the planet.
Polar North, good. South, not so good.
So that right there should tell you that you can't judge all women just based on the breasts.
No, but they have more characteristics for you to tolerate. Or those breasts make you tolerate those characteristics. Because normally if they got perky breasts, they probably got a nice solid ass. Mm.
You okay? You ready for your testosterone shot?
Well, that's right. That's tonight.
Yep.
Yeah. I may have to arch my butt a little bit more tonight.
Oh, please, God, don't. So awkward when you did that last time.
Scratch it.
Hey, Dan, I got an itch. Get it out of my face.
Well, at least you know you're not going to see my penis hanging down because it's hard.
Keep it up. Keep it up. You'll have your own shots.
Yeah, get your line out. Go
ahead. No, it's right.
Well, think about it. If it's hard, you're not going to see anything dangling, especially if I'm about to bust a nut, because normally I suck one up.
So I should be thankful?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mona. Does everybody remember her?
Yeah.
Chick I dated?
Yeah, she was one of my, I think she was my favorite of any of the ones that you dated that I knew.
She had the little perfect breasts,
mm-hmm.
and because she liked to run every day. Oh, that ass. Damn. You could put that, if you put that ass on Don Davis, I'd still bang it.
Damn.
That's a good ass. Straight out of the factory. Still had little bumps on it. She stands straight up. You can see right between the legs and get to the good part. You can see the light at the end of the tuna tunnel.
There you go.
What about your wife's breast, Dan?
The budget airline, Spirit.
Oh, we could talk about chicks I've dated.
Yeah, and you did.
Okay, why can't we talk about people you've been with?
Because we didn't ask you about yours.
You asked me what I thought a perfect breast was.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for specifics.
I thought that's what you meant. Isn't that what you thought he meant, Chloe?
Exactly.
Alfie?
That's what I assumed.
Dog pile.
Shut up.
That's our new term instead of roadhouse.
All right. Overall, I like it. Right now, I hate it.
Why?
No one likes to be dogpiled.
All right. Read the story about the guy and the tiger. I forget where that was.
Oh, it's in India.
Okay, good.
A white tiger killed a young man who climbed over a fence at the New Delhi Zoo and jumped into the animal's enclosure on Tuesday. Despite repeated warnings that he should not get too close to the outdoor enclosure, the man eventually climbed over a knee-high fence through some small hedges, then jumped down 18 feet into a protective moat. The male tiger, which lives on a grassy, tree-filled island, grabbed the man from the moat, and then footage broadcast on TV showed the tiger carrying him around the island.
How?
In his mouth, I assume.
That's a pretty big tiger mouth.
It is.
How big are they?
Well, I mean, it varies. I'm not sure if this particular tiger was larger than others. I assume that it is. Authorities eventually frightened the tiger into a small cage inside the enclosure.
What'd they use?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
The man, whose body remained in the outdoor enclosure 2 hours after the attack, was dead by the time help reached him. Yeah, it's not unusual for visitors to a zoo in India to taunt animals or toss bits of food through the cages, even though zoo rules forbid it.
What happened to the tiger?
The tiger's fine. They're not going to do anything to the tiger because they said the tiger was just being a tiger.
Mm, that makes sense.
It was the man that jumped in there. And
well, he had it coming.
Melinda Wright, who spent years working to protect India's dwindling numbers of wild tigers, said an unusual object fell into his domain. He's a wild animal in captivity. It is certainly not the tiger's fault.
That it?
Yes.
Okay. Alfie, can you have that edited up for me by the end of the break?
Most definitely.
Okay.
What?
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:33, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. A whole lot going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway right at Keller Springs. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding all the way back from 6:35. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from I-35. Moving to McKinney, southbound 75, right at El Dorado. Got an accident there blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from University. And in Grand Prairie, westbound I-20, right at Great Southwest Parkway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic is backed up back to Carrier Parkway. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to The Pretty Reckless this Saturday at the House of Blues. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Clear tonight, 64 the low. Sunny tomorrow, 87 for a high. Right now it's 83 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
A white tiger killed a young man who climbed over a fence at the New Delhi Zoo and jumped into the animal's enclosure on Tuesday. Despite repeated warnings that he should not get too close to the outdoor enclosure, the man eventually climbed over a knee-high fence through some small hedges, then jumped down 18 feet into a protective moat. The male tiger, which lives on a grassy, tree-filled island...
Why you gotta do that? You know who you're like right now?
God, who?
Mandy. Anytime I would take her to the mall,
oh,
shove my finger in her butt, and she hated it.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her, all right, I'm done. Then do it probably another 7-8 more times during the course of being in the mall.
And then eventually
she always acts surprised. Anytime you read a tiger story, how many times does it take?
You don't always do this, though, when there's a tiger story.
When do I normally do it?
Well, like, not all of them.
All of what?
Nothing.
I'm sorry.
Not all of the large cat stories. Not all of the large striped cat stories do you do this. It's like you do it every so often, just enough to where you don't do it on a couple, and then you lull me into, okay, well, I've now forgotten about it.
So it's only a certain type of cat?
That you seem to focus on, yes.
You're going to have to tell me so I don't repeat it.
You know.
I don't think I do.
Yes, you do. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not saying it.
Talking about small cats?
No, the big ones.
How big?
I don't know. However big a tiger gets. Oh, damn it. Go home.
So we're not talking about a smaller cat.
I don't know. Are there large? Are there considered to be small ones, large ones?
I don't know. What's the difference between? What's the opposite of a smaller cat?
A bigger cat.
Thank you.
No, no. Hey, no, no.
I keep pointing around the room. There's nobody here to save you.
I'm just stop it. Why do you do this?
Because JD's not here.
I understand, but you got Billy down the hall.
I've run out of inventive ideas to get Billy to cut spots and end with Gurr. I think we've almost run the gamut. We've gone through tigers, chiggers, Derek Diggers.
Yeah.
Grave Digger.
Yeah. Detroit Tigers.
That was a rough one. It is chigger season, by the way.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for saying that. How long does it last?
I'm not telling you now.
Should I do something for myself to prevent, what'd you call them?
It's chiggers.
Didn't you get bit a bunch over the weekend, Dan?
I did, but no one seems to care about that. They just want me to say the word over and over again.
Where'd you go with it? Where you got bit by a bunch of insects?
Camping.
Were there a lot of them around?
I don't know, enough.
What's enough?
I don't know, enough to bite you and leave marks. Then again, it only takes one.
Did they steal anything?
No, chiggers don't steal.
Yeah, I can't use that one. Do they keep you up at night?
Off and on, because you wake up and you scratch.
Because of the?
Chiggers.
Mm. Were they loud? Like?
No, they're quiet. Damn it. All right, that's it. I'm just going to go with it now. There's no point.
Were they keeping you up by screaming at movies?
Actually, I haven't watched any movies since I got the chiggers because I know what's the point. I'm not going to be able to focus on the movie because I'll be constantly scratching.
From the?
Chiggers.
Did you go swimming at all?
No, I didn't bother to go swimming.
Are you not a swimmer?
No, I am, and that makes perfect sense because it makes sense because, well, I don't want to go with this anymore. I was about to feel really bad.
Yeah, there are too many,
about helping you out.
Too many different angles on that one.
Yeah. A white killed a young man who climbed over a fence at the New Delhi Zoo and jumped into the animal's enclosure on Tuesday.
That just sounds
despite
weird.
Repeated warnings that he...
What?
A white... Well, what?
You know, a wannabe. I'm a tiger wannabe.
Mm.
Say it, Dan.
No, I will not.
A white tiger killed a young man who climbed over a fence at the New Delhi Zoo and jumped into the animal's enclosure on Tuesday, Despite repeated warnings that he should not get too close to the outdoor enclosure, the man eventually climbed over a knee-high fence through some small hedges, then jumped down 18 feet into a protective moat. The male deer, which lives on a grassy, tree-filled island, grabbed the man from the moat. And then footage broadcast on TV showed the deer carrying him around the island.
How?
In his mouth, I assume.
That's a pretty big tiger mouth.
It is. See?
How big are they?
Well, I mean, it varies. I'm not sure if this particular deer was larger than others.
God.
I assume that it is. Authorities eventually frightened the deer into a small cage inside the enclosure.
What'd they use?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
The man, whose body remained in the outdoor enclosure 2 hours after the attack, was dead by the time help reached him.
What happened to the tiger?
The tiger's fine. They're not going to do anything to the tiger because they said the tiger was just being a tiger.
No.
Wow.
No more tiger stories.
Why? You hate tigers?
No, I love tigers.
What do you hate?
I don't know. I can't talk.
You hate something. Just say what you hate.
I don't want to say anything.
I just need to say the word hate.
I know.
That makes sense.
It was the man that jumped in there. And
well, he had it coming.
Belinda Wright, who spent years working to protect India's dwindling numbers of wild deers, said an unusual object fell into his domain. He's a wild animal in captivity. It is certainly not the deer's fault.
I'm in a quandary now.
Why? You got what you wanted.
I'm just trying to weigh it out. Sharpton, TMZ. Who did I send it to first?
Neither.
Why not? Don't you think they like tigers?
I don't know if they like tigers.
Wouldn't you think they would?
I can't assume anything about anyone anymore.
Certainly don't think they hate tigers.
I don't. They shouldn't. They should love tigers.
Why?
Because it's one of God's creatures.
We're all God's creatures.
Exactly.
I don't feel like cutting up that much.
Thank God.
It really wasn't until we went into the break. Dan goes, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How could you not know?
It's been a long time.
I even thought, really, in the middle of the story as you're reading it, you're kind of feeding me along until I ask, well, how big is the mouth? I didn't really get anything.
Yeah, and did you not look up once at Russ's face?
He's reading. It's hard to watch me while you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
You're reading all your racist stories.
It's not racist. It's a story about a tiger that ate a man.
Thank you.
No!
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:55. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Quick Trip. Traffic blows everywhere right now. Here's the very worst of it. We'll start off in Fort Worth. Eastbound I-30 just before Bridgewood got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Oakland Boulevard. Also in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Highway 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Ramey Avenue. Moving into Grand Prairie, westbound I-20, right at Great Southwest Parkway. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is still backed up back from Carrier Parkway. In McKinney, southbound 75, right at El Dorado, got an accident blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from universities. About a half-hour delay through it. And finally, in Dallas, southbound on the tollway, just after Keller Springs, got an accident there. It is now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still backed up into Plano, back from Windhaven Parkway. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Denny's. Clear tonight, 60 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 87 for the high. Right now, it's 83 and 97.1 the Eagle.
Here, head to drop. Saw a lady, she was in.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, did anybody watch the... First of all, do we have a Gotham spot coming up? Because I don't want it to sound like a plug.
I don't think so.
I doubt it, because I think it aired last night.
Okay. Because we were talking about it last night, and all of a sudden a two-minute commercial runs for it. Sounds like we set it up. Did anybody watch it?
Me and Chloe watched a portion of it.
And?
It wasn't bad.
I saw that I didn't read the whole story. I just saw the headline on CNN. Something about characters and New Gotham shined.
Oh, the villains.
Yeah.
I saw that headline, yeah.
And?
They kind of set up the Penguin. They had Catwoman set up. She's like a little thief girl. They set up Bruce Wayne. He's angry and suicidal after his parents were killed. And they set up Commissioner Gordon.
But the characters never come to full development fruition in the series, right?
I think the villains do, but Batman doesn't, obviously.
I'm going to be fascinated. First of all, if this becomes a hit, there was a lot of build up to it, not just the Fox spots. But if it becomes a hit, because I don't get it. Like having Lassie and never seen the dog.
It's a challenge, that's for sure. And I think like there was a not exactly similar, but a similar-ish show that's on its second season.
I know what you're talking about is
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But at least that had someone from Avengers and all the previous movies in Coulson.
Well, they also have new agents.
Yeah.
For S.H.I.E.L.D. in this.
Yeah.
None of them are the big characters.
No. But, I mean, that's just kind of the closest thing you could do, and I think that's why Gotham came about, is they saw what Marvel did, DC did, and said, hey, we could do something like that.
But you have to have superheroes and villains. Now, you've got the makings of villains in Gotham, but if Batman never materializes, then all of this is just kind of a dream where you wake up right before the Dark Knight rises.
Yeah, and it's... You're right.
Maybe we could get him to come back. We could throw out this big trap with a bunch of bananas.
You know, Batman and his bananas.
I eat too many.
What you're saying, though, is it's an entire series based on no payoff. At least no payoff of what you want.
Yeah. I mean, you could watch it all you want. You could binge watch. You could wrapped up into a series. But there needs to be some type of, it's like having sex and never shooting. You never.
It's tantric television.
You can't have a bunch of, what do you call it when you get right up to the edge and you stop? Stopping. You can't. Yeah. You can't just get right up to the edge and stop.
Yeah.
You have to have some type of closure for each episode, and in the week is considered your refractory period. That's the way I think of television. That's why that's truly why I think people are into binge watching, because it's like, okay, shut my wad, but I can go again because I'm watching it on Hulu or Netflix, and I can watch episode after episode.
Yeah,
I've done the same thing with I really like Blue Bloods. I've said this before, writing. Nothing really avant-garde. A lot of it's predictable. You kind of, they use phrases like, you know, a couple of cops will show up on a scene and the guy's dead and they go, well, I guess the bad guys got here before we did. Really? Do you think? Are you sure? Positive. You don't wait for the corner? But the part I like about it is it's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Because it still shows that they're, first of all, TV shows that want to be inspiring. And it represents New York City, which is the number one target. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Terrorist. Nobody help me. Terrorist target in the world.
All right.
What are you doing?
I was clapping for you. All right. Go get him, Tiger.
And Tom Selleck plays a really good police commissioner. And you can tell, I'm pretty sure he served in the military.
His character?
No, him.
Oh, okay.
Just some of the lines he has to deliver. You can tell he gets wrapped up in it. When they lose an officer, he has to congratulate. So that's the thing that draws me to it. It's inspiring because there are still people who do the right thing regardless. And it's a TV show that's not worried about doing the right thing regardless.
Okay.
Because normally you got to be salacious. You got to sometimes the bad guy's got to win.
That's serious, yeah.
So that's what I like about that is always at the end. This is where I'm talking about the predictable part. The good guys win because they did the right thing. I don't know where I was going with this. Gotham. I don't know how they're going to do that. It's like, I am not waiting 24 episodes before I bust a nut.
Well, and it's kind of like if you were, imagine if, to me, Gotham would be like if you were watching one of the new Batman movies, and while all this cool action stuff is going on and Batman saving Gotham, somewhere in another corner of the city, someone got robbed. And that's what Gotham's going to focus on.
Okay. But you still have no Batman.
Right.
Unless, there are a lot of ways they could go with this. Unless some vigilante stops them, no witnesses, no description, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's left to the imagination for however long they can milk it. Because they can't figure out, all right, who is it that's taking care of the criminals?
Right.
We can't see them. We don't know who it is. We don't know if they drive a really cool car. That's the only way I think you could milk it is to build it up in the minds, because then the audience is kind of in on something that the characters aren't of. Yeah. Hey, I know who's doing it.
Yeah.
That's Bruce Wayne. He's doing it behind the scenes. He ain't decided he's Batman yet. Maybe he just like Wombat Man. And he's driving a Wombat Mobile. Because he hasn't really decided what his dark side is.
But it's like he had sort of bad run in at a petting zoo with a wombat.
I have no idea. That's the best I could do in the moment. What? He's grabbing other animals. Who are you? Tell your friends about me. I'm Wombat Man. Yes?
I would just pay to see that image emblazoned across Gotham's sky.
And for somebody to pick the wombat as the animal that, I don't even know what it is. A wombat, a mammal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's a marsupial.
With the little
paws. Claws? I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of how they would get along with it. Or progress through it. Because really, there's got to be some promise of Batman along the line, or I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, here's how Commissioner Gordon came up. I don't care. Not a main character. And what happened to Chief O'Hara?
I forgot about Chief O'Hara. But he got he got the shaft in the new movies. It didn't even exist.
Ain't no bat phone. Just a bat signal.
Well, they did have like the bat sonar stuff.
The new Batman?
Yeah.
I know, but there was no way to contact him other than the bat signal. What if he's asleep?
Well.
Alfie, you got to work on a better laugh. Because every day I expect to come in there and find at least two or three dozen fresh ones. Oh, look, there's a protein. They're having eggs. I mean, they're just a lot. He's got to sleep. You can't expect him to always be watching out for the bat signal.
He's a bat. He's supposed to be awake at night.
I don't know when bats sleep.
I never thought about that.
What?
If he was asleep.
Where is he? I've been up here on this roof for hours. Commissioner, maybe he's asleep. Oh. Damn it. The whole concept really doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing.
Oh, no.
What if you need him during the day? That signal's not going to work.
No, it's not.
Put on a plane with a little message plane?
With a sign behind it?
Yeah.
That man.
Hey, wake up.
Put something on Craigslist. Hey, the Penguin's back in town. If you might know a way to contact that man.
That's a misconnection. You in a black cowl in a black car. Me, the cutie in the Jeep Wrangler.
Daisy Duke?
Yeah.
They're just, they go back to the series. I'm sure it sounds like it's got a good premise, and there's a lot of vibe that goes along with it. I just don't know if you can sustain it if there's never any promise of even the formative years of Batman, where he's trying out different costumes. Yeah, okay, the wombat didn't work. Plus, I'm always smiling. Nobody's really scared of a smiling wombat.
Everyone just wants to cuddle.
Especially when I go up and go, I'm Batman. Yes? Wish I had something else to go with this. Well, it's like actually both Spider-Men, Mans, whatever.
In the Spider-Man franchises.
Yeah, they show the formative years of Spider-Man, or not the formative years, the months where he's trying to decide on an outfit. What do I wear?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everybody's got to decide on, well, it's got to be spandex. Can't look hetero.
Well, no, it's functional, and in Spider-Man, it makes sense. You need something clingy, because you can't be, you know, slinging your web from building to building, and you have your JNCOs get caught on a side of a building somewhere.
What's a JNCO?
The big baggy jeans.
Oh. So if you had to pick, because actually I've changed my mind, Batman or Spider-Man? The new Spider-Man.
I think,
Batman or the Web Slinger?
I'd probably go with the Web Slinger.
Thank you for saying that.
Huh?
Why the Web Slinger? I keep saying Web Slinger.
Why would they keep saying Web Slinger?
I need you to.
That doesn't even make any sense.
It will after it's bleeped.
Damn it!
Hey, is that a new website? Hey, 8th Street Web. No, actually, with the, what was it? Amazing Spider-Man 2, the relaunch.
Mm-hmm.
They're focusing on his superpowers, like catching a police car on his back so it didn't hit a police officer.
Yeah.
They never really showed a lot of that in the Tobey Maguire.
They do a little bit with some of the times, like when he's mostly.
Who was the original? Brian Keith?
Huh?
The first Spider-Man.
In the new movies?
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I was going for. I got lost. Toby Keith, Brian Keith.
Toby Maguire.
Okay. I'm sorry. Brian Keith was the guy from...
FX?
No.
Okay.
I thought he's the guy that played baseball.
Okay. Let's see if we can work on this. He was the uncle on Family Affair, and then Hardcastle and McCormick.
The old guy or the young guy?
The guy that played the judge on Hardcastle and McCormick.
Okay.
That's Brian Keith.
I'm drawing a blank on his
Alfie,
face.
Alfie, how far does the delay go back?
Not far enough.
All right. They never really focused it on the Toby Maguire Spider-Man. All the slinging and everything, and the webs really came out of his wrist,
right?
Which I always thought was creepy. At least in the relaunch, it's something the guy developed in the devices on his wrist that shoot out this steel web,
right?
And it adds to the drama too, because he might run out.
Yeah, because one of them is one of the villains knocked the thing off his wrist. Now he's only slinging from one wrist.
Yeah, don't we all hate it when that happens?
I know when I'm only using one wrist, I don't sling into the side of a building.
You don't go around town Spider-Maning?
No, I need both hands.
Okay.
If I'm doing like porn stuff, I could be ambidextrous. But I gotta, at a certain point, I gotta have a handoff of the tissue.
Okay.
Otherwise, it gets on me. I wonder if Spider-Man's the same way if he gets web on himself.
Wipe it off!
It's like he walked through one of his own webs.
Oh, it's okay when it's on me.
I don't, but it's on me. Get it off. It's all in my belly button.
On the hair.
What?
In the hair.
They got it on my hair. I got some web in my mouth.
Good job. Isn't it?
It really, yes. So eclectic.
Yeah. We start by promoting Gotham and then end up wondering if Spider-Man gets wigged out when he shoots web on himself. Because I know I don't like it.
Got in his own hair.
Whew. Man, if I keep shooting web all over myself, I'm going to have to come up with a sidekick like Wash Rag Man.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show, audio archives, RussMartin.fm, other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well for all things. 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Mickey Six is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.